You have reached SportsBeatOK.com and are tuned into the Jay Bulldog Sports Network. It's Delaware County action tonight as your Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs take on their neighbors from the north, the Grove Ridge Runners. Let's get out to Bulldog Arena and your announcer for tonight's game, Ashley Temple and Mallory Morrow.
All right, if you are joining us tonight, we are coming to you from the Bulldog Arena here with our own Jay Lady Bulldogs taking on the Lady Ridge Runners tonight. We are getting ready to do the flag salute and prayer, and so we will get back to you in just a minute. You're listening to the Jay Bulldog Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door. A door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong. A place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
Savings Bank is a proud sponsor of the Jay Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs!
Grand Savings Bank offers personal loans that are structured to fit your unique needs. We have competitive rates, flexible terms, and prompt service. Stop by 1222 North Main and Jay or call one of our personal loan specialists today, 918-253-4844. Or visit us online at www.grandsavingsbank.com. Grand Savings Bank, community banking with superior service. Member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. Jay Crank with the Boys and Girls Club. I want to take a moment to brag about the staff at Reliable Tax and Accounting. They've been handling the club's accounting, including our payroll and tax returns, for years. And they take the extra time to make sure your every question is answered. So if you or your club or organization or even your business is looking for quality financial professionals, give them a call. 918-253-2233. Reliable Tax and Accounting, proud supporters of the Jay Bulldogs.
OCL, and welcome.
Did you know that for the first time in a decade, the Cherokee Nation is building homes for Cherokee families? Did you know the Cherokee Nation recently announced a $100 million health care initiative? Did you know by increasing access to education, employment, housing, and adequate health care, the Cherokee Nation is instilling hope in our citizens? Find out more today at www.cherokee.org. The Cherokee Nation, proud supporters of the Jay Bulldogs.
All right. Thank you for joining us tonight. It is your Jay Lady Bulldogs against the Lady Grove Ridge Runners tonight. And this is Ashley Temple, Mallory Morrow. And we're getting ready for the starting lineup. For Grove here, it'll be number 5. For Grove, I apologize, we don't have a roster here for the Lady Ridge Runners here. The other number is 13 for the Lady Ridge Runners. Then we have number 20, number 33, and number 24. And here come your Jay Lady Bulldogs. And your starting lineup is number 0, Landry Sweeney. Number 3, Bailey Callahan. Number 11, Maya Pickup. And number 23, Callie Callahan. And number 24, Jade Frazier for your Jay Lady Bulldogs.
They're coached by Whitney Walker,
Lauren
Kurt, and Sam Robertson.
All right, we've got the Grove girls coming to us here tonight. They are 2-1, and your J-Lady Bulldogs are 0-3 right now, but it's been a lot of close games here, so it's always a great rivalry against the Grove Rich Runners here. So here we go for the tip-off. Grove gets the ball, number 5 at the top. She's looking, passes to the right. She passes it back to the top, number 5, back to the right, number 3, 33 pops out. She's looking, tries to give it down low to the Rockets tip, but Grove recovers it, back to number 5 at the top. Number 33 down to 24 down in the right corner. She dribbles, passes it back to the top, number 5, over to 20 on the left side to 13. She dribbles into the goal. She's in it right there. Good defense by the Lady Bulldogs. Frazier inbounds it to Sweeney. Sweeney's going to bring it up the court here. On the right side to 23 to Callahan. She's dribbling. She kicks it back out to the top to Frazier. She dribbles into 3 points. We're going to call Jay Frazier with a walk right there. So both teams have a turnover now. Jay is going to go to man press here. Ridge Runners hit it into number 5. Go back to number 24. A man-to-man press. They get it across half court here. 24 at the top to the 5. She's looking. She takes off dribbling. She dribbles on the right-hand side of the 3-point line. Kicks it to the deep right to 24 for a 3. And it's good. Here comes Sweeney up the court for the Lady Bulldogs. Passes it to the right to Callahan. She picks up her dribble, gives it back to Sweeney. She dribbles in, kicks it to the deep right to Maya. Pick up for 3. And Ridge Runners get the rebound there. She takes off dribbling all the way down to the right. Goes up for a right-handed layup. And they're going to call an offensive foul there on the Lady Ridge Runners. That foul was on number 24 for the Lady Ridge Runners. Maya Pickett stood tall right there and took the charge. Foul on the Ridge Runners was on number 24. That's her first. Ridge Runners are in a press here. Sweeney trying to get it up the court. Kicks it over to Bailey Callahan. Get it down to the 3-point line. Bailey goes up for a 3, and it's good. So a nice shot by Bailey Callahan. Bulldogs still here in a man. Number 24 picks up her dribble right across the half-point line. Up to the top of the key to 33. Over to 13 on the left-hand side. She takes off dribbling. She's looking. Gives it to the top of 20. She dribbles into the lane. Kicks it back out to 24. Goes back up for a jump shot. And the bucket is good. Frazier throws it in to Sweeney. Ridge Runners are in a press here. She takes off dribbling. And then it's tipped out of bounds by the Ridge Runners. Frazier was trying to get it on down to Bailey Callahan. So it'll be Lady Bulldogs ball. Maya Pickup's going to throw in the ball here for the Lady Bulldogs. She's looking, gives it to Sweeney. Sweeney in the deep right to Jade Frazier for a 3. It's no good. 24 rebounds it for the Ridge Runner. Dishes it off to 5. She takes off dribbling. Comes across half court, tries to throw it on down to 20, and it's picked up by Sweeney. Sweeney's coming back down. She's on the right side of the court here. She picks up her dribble. She's looking. She's double teamed. She's still trying. And they got Ridge Runner's got a hand in there, and they're going to call a jump ball there. It'll be the Lady Bulldogs' possession.
The Lady Bulldogs 3, the Lady Ridge Runners 5, with 5:23 left in the first.
Maya throws it in to Sweeney, gives it right back to Pickup, down to Frazier, to the block, to Callahan. Callahan tries to go up for the shot, and they're going to call 3 seconds in the lane.
No, they called, she stepped out of bounds trying to do the reverse layup.
Ridge Runners are going to throw it in on a man press here by the Bulldogs. 24 bringing it down for Grove. She passes it all the way down on the left side, gives it to the block, number 33. She does a move. She goes up and puts it on the glass, and the bucket is good. Frazier throws it into Sweeney. Sweeney's looking, gets it to half court, down over to Callahan, back to the top of Sweeney. Sweeney over to Frazier to the right. Frazier back to the top of Sweeney. Sweeney gives it back to Frazier on the right-hand side. She dribbles down to the right side. She kicks it off to Bailey Callahan on the deep right. Bailey brings it back out.
kicks it down deep to Jay Frazier. She's at the three-point line, still dribbling. She's double-teamed, picks up her dribble, passes it to Sweeney. Sweeney dribbles all into the bucket and goes up for the shot, and the Ridge Runner foul there for a block. That was a good job by Landry Sweeney going to the hole right there. The post girl just stepped over and put her hip into her. It's going to be on the floor, so Lady Bulldogs are going to take the ball out under their own bucket. Maya bring it out for the Lady Bulldogs. Since this is Jade Frazier, Jade Frazier goes up for a shot, but it is blocked. But it's picked up by Landry Sweeney. Toss it back over to Maya on the left-hand side. Back to the middle, but it's a kind of a high pass, so it gets tipped by the Lady Ridge Runners and it's a layup by number 5. Makes the score Lady Ridge Runners 9, Lady Bulldogs 3. With 4:11 on the clock. Ridge Runners keep double-teaming every chance they get. They're going to call Landry Sweeney right there for a walk. Be another
I thought there was more foul. I didn't see the walk there.
The
so Jay's going to call a timeout here.
It's like a 30-second timeout.
We're going to stay here with you. It just seems like Grove, every time the Lady Bulldogs pick up the ball here, Grove is double-teaming every time they pick up the ball.
You have the offsides open every time. They'll get it. That's what she's telling them right now.
Well, there's 4:05 left on the clock here in the first period. It's the Lady Bulldogs 3, Lady Ridge Runners 9. And now they come back on the court here.
The Lady Ridge Runners have 15 fouls. Lady Bulldogs have 0.
Ridge Runners going to take the ball out here on the side. Number 5 looking to throw it in. Throws it in 24, gives it right back to 5 at the top of the key here.
She's guarded by Landry Sweeney, number 5 is.
Passes it to the right to 24. She dribbles in the goal, goes up for a shot, and there's a foul.
They're going to call it on number 0 for the Lady Bulldogs, Landry Sweeney. That will be her first. Lady Bulldogs first. 24 to go into the line, shooting 2.
And the first shot is up. And it's no good.
It's like Jade Frazier is coming out of the game. Sydney Taylor is checking in.
And she's getting ready for her second shot here. And it's up. And it's good. Here comes Sweeney. Passes it to Maya. Pick up at half court here. She bounces it over to Callie on the right-hand side. Callie dribbles deep. She's deep right going into the bucket. Goes up for the shot. She misses. 20 rebounds it for the Ridge Runners. She takes off dribbling all the way down the court, all the way down for a right-handed layup. Misses.
Bailey Callahan.
She rebounds. Kicks it over to Sydney Taylor. And they're going to call a foul on number 5 for the Ridge Runners. And that foul was on Mackenzie Woods.
Looks like the Lady Ridge Runners are going to go back to a 2-3 zone.
Sweeney's got the ball. She passed on the right-hand side to Callahan. Callahan's dribbling back to the center. Back to the right. She's going to the bucket. She tries to kick it back out to Maya. Loses it. Ridge Runners get it. Number 24. She takes off. She's dribbling. Trying to get across half court here. She is across. She kicks it over number to 13 on the right side. Ridge Runners take off, dribble on all the way, kicks it back to deep on the left side of 33, and she lays it up, and the bucket's good. So we're going to call a timeout here, the Lady Ridge Runners, and they're going to call a 30-second timeout. So we will be right back with you. You're listening to the Jay Bulldogs Sports Network on sportsbok.com.
The Jay Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs basketball season is underway, and the staff at Webb Insurance Agency wishes them the best of luck. Tired of your homeowner's insurance premiums continuing to increase? Visit Webb Insurance in Grove, and we'll explain how we can save you big bucks because our rates don't rise due to storm damage claims. Webb Insurance Agency, auto, home, life, and commercial. Schedule your appointment today, 918-786-8787, or visit us online at webinsuranceagency.net.
The Jay Lady Bulldogs are taking on the Lady Ridge Runners. 2:53 left in the first. Callahan dribbles. She's double-teamed, picks it up.
tries to give it. Then it's wiped away by the Ridgerunners, kind of goes up in the air. Bailey grabs it. She takes off dribbling. She loses it. Callie picks it up. Callie drives to the bucket for a shot, and the shot is good. The Lady Bulldogs 5, Ridgerunners 12. Number 13 trying to get it across half court here for the Lady Ridgerunners. She takes off on the right side, kicks to the top to 33. She's looking. That one passes to the left to 21. She dribbles into the goal, and she loses control. It says it was last touch on Maya pickup, so Lady Ridgerunners will have it underneath their own goal here. And she's looking. Still trying to inbound it. Tries to inbound it to number 3. And she loses it, goes out of bounds on the left side. Haley Callahan taking the ball off the Lady Bulldog. She sends it to Landry Sweeney as she jogs it up the middle. Passes the right-hand side to Hallie Callahan. Hallie takes it back to the right side. She's going. Hands it off to number 12. But they're going to, it was last tipped by Lady Ridgerunners. Lady Bulldogs will take the ball out of bounds right here. Taylor taking the ball out of bounds. Sends it over to Bailey Callahan. Bailey Callahan drives to the bucket and kicks it back out to Taylor. It looks like Taylor kind of bounced it off her foot and it took off to Lady Ridgerunners to cover it right there. And they take them for a layup number, looks like number 24. She is fouled on the layup. The bucket is good. Shoot one. The foul is on number 3, Bailey Callahan. That will be her first. It'll be Jay's second team foul. So 24 is going to come to the line here. Madison Barnes. She's going to shoot her first here. And it's good. And she actually made the shot, so the Lady Bulldogs will inbound it here. And they do, and they lose control. 21 picks up for the Ridgerunners, tries to go up, and she misses, but they're going to call a foul on the Ridgerunners on the rebound there. It was on number 20 for the Lady Ridgerunners. That's her first. This will be Lady Ridgerunners' fourth team foul. Looks like Bailey tried to throw it in, and it was tipped by the Lady Ridgerunners. So it's Lady Bulldog ball again, taking out under the Ridgerunners bucket. Lady Ridgerunners are in a press. It's like a 1-3-1. They trap Landry, and they handed it right off to her. And Lady Ridgerunners, she shoots a layup. Makes Lady Ridgerunners 17, Lady Bulldogs 5. The Lady Bulldogs are going to call a timeout here. And they're going to call a 30-second timeout. We have 1:39 left here in the first period. The J Lady Bulldogs 5 and the Lady Ridgerunners 17. So they're talking it over here. The Lady Bulldogs just got to take control of the ball, take care of the ball, and go to the goal and drive to the goal. You know, it looks like Coach Walker's not very happy right now. Got to take care of the ball right now. Coach Kirk's even getting in on a little bit of that action. But here we go. Or Maya Pickup's going to throw the ball in for the Lady Bulldogs. And the Ridgerunners are still in a press here. They throw it deep to Callie Callahan. She dribbles right to the for a jump shot, and it's good. They threw a long baseball pass there.
That was.
They all fronted, the defense fronted all the offensive players. Over to 21 on the left side for the Ridgerunners. She shoots a 3. It's no good. Ridgerunners rebound. Up to the top on 13, over to 24, down on the block. It's up and it's no good. Callahan rebounds and she takes off dribbling up down the court.
What a good rebound right there. She got in there tough.
Over on the right side for a 3 for Bailey and it's no good. 13 for the Ridgerunners. Rebound. They go for a long pass down to 20. Sydney Taylor is on her. She's dribbling into the goal. She bounces it on the block. She goes up, misses. Rebound. Goes back up. And the bucket's good for number 45, Tanner.
Taylor dribbles off the ball. She goes up for a layup, and it's good.
33 seconds. Jared Grove got it across half court. He dribbled on the right side. Number 24 kicks it up to the top of 13. He starts dribbling, looking. Callahan's on her. Kicks it over to 20, all the way to the left to 21. 20, she picks it up, looks to the top 13, over to 45. To right on the 24, she's at the three-point line, looking. Throws it across the line for, and it's no good. Kelly rebounds it with 4 seconds left. Kelly's dribbling. She goes up for the shot right before the buzzer, and it's no good. So that's the end of the first period here at the Bulldog Arena for your J Lady Bulldogs against the Lady Ridge Runners. J 9, Grove 19. Thank you for listening to the J Bulldog Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com. We'll be right back.
Your husband may not know anything about rocket science or going to the moon, but when it comes to a vehicle, he relies on NAPA know-how. NAPA has been providing quality auto parts and service for more than 80 years. Get in on the NAPA know-how this month by stopping by Stevens Auto Parts and Jay for all your auto needs. Make shopping easier. Reserve your items online at NAPAonline.com and swing by and pick them up. Stevens Auto Parts.
At Lawson's Funeral Home, we understand that dealing with the death of a loved one is one of the hardest things you will ever go through. Our comforting staff will honor or help transfer pre-arrangements from other funeral homes. For more information, visit LawsonsFuneralHomes.com or call 918-253-5100 in J or 918-787-2444 in Grove. Lawson's Funeral Homes and Cremation Services. Excellent service at an affordable price.
Runners, it's starting the second period. We've got J9, Grove 19, and Grove's going to inbound the ball here. She's looking. She inbounds it to number 5. That's back court right there. She was jumping over at the same time she was throwing it. So it'll be turnover for the Lady Redrunners. It's like Taylor's going to inbound it for the Lady Bulldogs. So this is Sweeney on the right-hand side. Sweeney's going to take it to the middle. Sends it back to the right-hand side. This is Taylor. Taylor dribbles it down to the corner, but brings it back. She's going to kick it to the inside to Callie Callahan. Callie goes up for a shot. It's off. Rebounded by number 24 for the Lady Ridge Runner. She dribbles all the way down the floor. Then picks it up, and then she walks it. It was a no call. 24 is going to go for a three now, and it's
no good.
Rebounded by number 33 for the Lady Ridge Runner. I'm going to call a jump ball there. Callie was right there for the rebound, and honestly, I thought it was a foul, not a jump ball. But the Bulldogs, the Lady Bulldogs, all take the ball out here. Grove's still going to be in a press. Taylor throwing it in for the Lady Bulldogs. Over to Frazier. Frazier gets it, dribbles, throws it over, but it goes in the air, but Callie picks it up, dishes it over to Sweeney at the top of the key. Sweeney dribbles in, kicks it out to Frazier on the right. She lives on the other side of the court. And the Ridge Runners is going to pick up that ball, and Maya pick up fouls as she's trying to get the ball. But 24 would have been wide open going down the court if Maya wouldn't have fouled there. That'll be the first on pickup.
Yeah, that was a good choice to foul right
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. 7:16 here in the second.
Looks like Jade Frazier is coming out of the game, checking in. It's Skylar Brantley.
5 got it for Grove. She comes across half court, throws on the left side at 20. 20's up, looking, gives it to 33. Passes it over to the right to 24. She goes down on the block. 20's right there. And she goes up for the bucket, and the bucket's good. And she is fouled by Skylar Brantley.
No, they're going to call it on Taylor, Sydney Taylor. That'll be Taylor's first. It'll be Jay's fourth team foul. Number 20's going to get a line shooting two. Or shooting one. The bucket was good.
So 20's going to go to the line, and the first shot is up. No good.
The loose ball. It's going to be a jump ball. Sweeney got in there with number 20. Looks like Jade Frazier's going to check back in for the Lady Bulldogs, and Sydney Taylor's coming out. The Lady Riggers will take it under their own bucket for the jump.
The Ridge Runners are going to inbound it under their goal. And out to 24 on the right side. Kicks it back to the top to 13. 13 over to 5 on the left. She's looking. She takes off dribbling back to the center. Still dribbling. Still looking, dribbling, picks it up, passes it to 33 over to 24 on the right side, to the top to 20, gives it down low on the block to 20, and she goes up, shoots the shot, misses, gets her on rebound, goes back up, and then the bucket goes in. Skylar Brantley inbounds it to Maya. Pick up over to Sweeney. Sweeney gives a long ball to Pickup. Pickup's double team. Gets it out to Sweeney with a good pass. She goes in, dribbling through the right hand, a layup, and it is good. Nice job there by Sweeney, taking the ball to the bucket. They just keep taking to the bucket. It's there. Five across half court here. Out to 20. 20 on the right side to 24. She looks at the top of the key to 33. They lob it into 20. Give it back out to 13 at the three-point line. Say it's only a two. Goes up for a shot. Misses. And they're going to call a foul over the back on the ridge runner with Frazier going up for that rebound.
That was a good job by Frazier by blocking out right there. Looks like
that'll be two on number 33 for the ridge runner. That's their biggest drill they have there, it looks like.
Well, 45 not much smaller. Lady Ridge Runners definitely have the size against the Lady Bulldogs.
Queenie's bringing the ball up the court. She picks it up and throws it to the left side to Chase for an easy left-handed layup and misses. But Callie's there for the rebound, and they're going to call another jump ball.
It'll be Lady Willow basketball under their own bucket.
Jay's just got to take her time. She kind of ran into the big girl going into that left-handed layup, but she's got to make that shot here.
Scored Lady Willow 11, Lady Ridgeron 23.
Maya throws it into Callie. Callie looking, goes up for a jump shot, and it's good. So it makes Jay 13, Grove 23. 5:38 in the second. Side bringing across half court for Grove. She's on the left side. Hands it to 12. 12 goes down on the block to number 20. She's looking for the shot, and it's up. No good. 45 rebounds it for Grove. Kicks it back out to 5.
45 went over the back of two of the Lady Bulldogs.
24 is looking on the right side. Throw it across the court to 12 for a 3. It's no good. 45 are all over the back.
She didn't call it, and she blocked out. They're going to call it out of bounds, though, on the Lady Ridge Runners.
Skylar Brantley's going to throw it into Sweeney here. She's coming across half court. Sweeney dribbling, picks it up, gives it to Callie at the top of the key. She goes up for a jump shot, and it's good.
Nice shot.
Is hitting the bucket tonight. Number 5, dribbling, kicks it over to 24. She dribbles into the bucket, kicks it back out to number 12 for a 3, and it has the backboard, and it's good. Grove 26. Sweeney's bringing the ball across. Gets it to Skylar Brantley on the left side. She dribbles in. Tries to bounce pass it to Frazier, and it's taken over by Ridge Runner. She takes off dribble, and she's across half court. Gets it to 5 on the right side. Deep right to 24. Back to the top to 12. 45 comes out on the left side to 20. She goes up and tries to shoot a 3. It's no good, and it goes over the back of the goal. So the Lady Bulldogs will get the ball back here.
Landry Sweeney bringing the ball down for the Lady Bulldogs. She's made to go up the middle. She walks it up. Passes the right-hand side to Pickup. Pickup's looking for someone to get open. Picks it up. Passes it over to Callie. Callie goes up for a 3, and it's off. Rebound number 12 by number 24, Lady Ridge Runner, and she's dribbling down hard. Oh, she walked in, and they didn't call it. So number 20, so passes number 20, 22 to 3, no good. Rebounded by Landry Sweeney. Sweeney's dribbling the ball down hard on the left-hand side, and she's looking for a layup, but she pushed from behind, and still no call. Then she passes out to Callie Callahan to top the key for a 3, and it's good.
So we got J18. Ridge Runners 26, and the Ridge Runners come across half court and try to do a long ball and throw it way out of bounds, so the Lady Bulldogs will have the ball back here. 3:30 left here in the second. The Lady Bulldogs are going to make a substitution. Sweeney's going to come out, and Bailey Callahan's going to come in the game.
Lady Bulldogs 18, Lady Ridge Runners 26, with 3:28 to go in the second quarter.
Frazier's got the ball here, coming across half court. Tries to get it in to Callahan, and it's batted away by the Ridge Runner, and it's going to be another jump ball. So Ridge Runner will retain the ball off the jump ball here. 5's going to throw it into 24, give it back to 5. Skylar Brantley's waiting on her, come across half court here. She does. keeps dribbling. He's dribbling on the left side, passes it over to 12. 12 back to the top to 45. On the right to 24. She's looking, still looking, to the top of the key to 20. Give it down low to 45. They're going to hold down on the floor right there, so she will not shoot to Callie Callahan with the foul as she was trying to jump up and bat it down. So Lady Redrone will take the ball out underneath their own bucket. 24, inbounds it to 12. Out to 45 on the left-hand side to 5. She's looking. Back to the top of the key to 24. On the right to 12. Back to the top to 24. She takes off dribbling. Callie's on her. She's still dribbling on the right side. Across the court to 12 for a 3. It's in and out. Number 45 for Ridgerunners. Rebounded but loses it. Callie comes up with it. She takes off dribbling off. Up, goes up, and she's fouled on the shot every time. If the Bulldog, the Lady Bulldogs will take that ball to the goal, they're going to foul every time. So Callie's going to go to the line here and shoot two. That's going to be the first on Tanner, number 45, for the Lady Ridge Runner. And the shot is up, and it's good. So it'll make the Lady Bulldogs 19, Ridge Runners 26. 2:30 in the second, and Ridge Runners made some substitutions here.
It's like number
13. And Callie's getting ready to go for a second shot, and it's up, and it's good. J20, Grove 26. Bailey's on number 13 for Grove. She's bringing it up the court. She's across half court. She passes over to 45. She kind of loses it, but picks it back up. Maya tries to go for the steal. 24 goes for the jump shot. It's in and out. But Grove rebounds it, 21, over to 13, down to the big girl, number 33 on the block. She goes up, misses, and then she rebounds, and they're going to say Bailey Callahan fouled her.
Looks like
trying to go back up.
Blade Rickard brought both big girls in, trying to go against Lady Bulldogs.
So that'll be Bailey's second.
It'll be Lady Bulldogs' sixth team foul. Number 33 going to the line, shooting two.
And she's getting ready for the shot, and it's up. And it's off the front of the rim, so it's no good. And she's getting ready to shoot her second shot here. And the shot is up. And it doesn't even hit rim, so the Bulldogs will get the ball here.
Looks like Taylor's checking back in for Frazier with Lady Bulldogs. Taylor dribbled the ball up the middle.
Taylor's bringing the ball up. She passes over to Pickup on the right side. Pickup takes off dribbling. She picks up the dribble, passes it over to Callie. Callie gives it back to Maya for a 3, and it's no good. And Richener's rebound, but lose the ball, and it goes out of bounds. So Lady Bulldogs will have the ball underneath their own bucket here. Jay's going to make some substitutions. And Pickup and Brantley are going to come out of the game. And Sweeney and Jade Frazier are going to enter the game for the Lady Bulldogs. Frazier's got the ball underneath the bucket. She's looking, looking, gives it out to Bailey Callahan. She goes up, makes a fake, goes up, and the bucket's no good. Ridge Runners rebound. 24 over to 13. 13 on the right side, gives it back to 24. Over to 21. On the left side to 23. She gives the ball down low to number 33. And the big girl against Callie, that makes it hard. J20, Grove 28, 1:25 left in the second. Taylor on the left side, she's dribbling. Still dribbling, she's looking, gives the ball to Callahan at the top. Callie takes off dribbling, goes up for a jump shot. It's in and out. The ball's loose, and it goes off rolling through the court, and they're going to say it was last off on Ridge Runner, so the Lady Bulldogs still have the ball.
Right off her foot as it went out by the Ridge Runner bench.
So Taylor's going to take the ball out in front of the Ridge Runner bench here. Taylor's looking. She gives it to Sweeney, and as Sweeney goes to try to get the ball after she bounces it in, Ridge Runners are going to foul her, and that's going to be on number 13, and that's going to make it a 1-1 for the Lady Bulldogs. That makes 7 team fouls for Grove.
There's a 1:09 left on the second period. Lady Bulldogs 20.
Sweeney's going to shoot a 1-1 here, and the ball is up, and it's no good. Bridge Runner rebounded. 13. Tries to give it to Macy Barnes. She picks it up on 24. She dribbles over to 23 on the right side to 21 at the 3-point. Taylor's on her. She tries dribbling into the basket. She loses control.
Oh,
and Taylor
was
last hit.
Touched it, and she said
on. That was a bad call. Jay didn't even like that ball either.
She
was standing right there. They got it underneath her basket. Bucket, give it back to 33 underneath. She goes up and misses. Kelly comes up with a rebound, and finally an over-the-back call on number 33. Poor Kelly has taken that all game so far. That would be 33's third foul. Looks like they're going to sub out for her. So
yeah.
Tanner's going to re-enter the game here for the Lady Ridge Runner. 46 seconds left in the second, and Callie's going to shoot a 1-1 here. She's getting ready for the shot, and the shot is up, and it's good. So we've got Jay 21, Grove 28, 46 seconds left before half. The other shot is up, and it's good. Makes it 22, Jay, Grove 28. The Bulldogs are going to press here. They're trying to get, Grove's trying to get across half court. They do. 24 is dribbling on the left side. Dribbles back to the center. Throws it over to 21 on the right. Deep right to 12. One coming through the lane to 23. Goes up for the shot. Misses. Taylor with a rebound.
Oh,
my
gosh.
Pulled a jump ball. The Ridge Runners are all over them. So we will recover it off the possession of the jump ball. Taylor throws it in to Sweeney. Sweeney brings it across half court. Over to the right to Taylor. Taylor dribbles, tries to bounce, pass it into Callie. She's
there's
in the lane, goes out of
shot,
rejected. And then Sarah Brantley gets the rebound, and they call a foul on the Ridge Runner. Looks like number 13 was called on the foul. That's her second for the Lady Ridge Runner. This is the ninth team of Lady Ridge Runner, so it'll be a 1-1. Tyler Brantley going to the line. 14 seconds left here before halftime. And Brantley's going to go shoot her first shot. It's a 1-1. The ball is up. And it's good. I knew what I was talking about. Her first shot. She's going to get a second one on that one. Jay 23, Grove 28. And again, 14 seconds right before halftime. The shot is up. And it is good. Jay 24, Grove 28. Here comes Grove on the right side, dribbling down across half court. She's to the 3-point line. 21 dribbles, gives it back to 24. She's dribbling, tries to go in for the shot, and it is good for the jumper. Keeps it in, and that is the end of the first half here. We've got your Jay Lady Bulldogs 24, Grove Lady Ridge Runner 30. We're going to take a short break. It is halftime here at the Bulldog Arena. You're listening to the Jay Bulldog Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door. A door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong. A place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
Jesse James Tire has been your local automotive service center and tire dealer for nearly 40 years. Jesse James Tire provides that individual attention to you and your vehicle every time you need us. Visit them online at jessejamestire.com to take advantage of their online specials and coupons. Jesse James Tire, located just north of J on Highway 59, 918-253-6499. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and by appointments on Saturday.
Grand Savings Bank is a proud sponsor of the Jay Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs!
Grand Savings Bank offers personal loans that are structured to fit your unique needs. We have competitive rates, flexible terms, and prompt service. Stop by 1222 North Main and Jay or call one of our personal loan specialists today, 918-253-4844, or visit us online at www.grandsavingsbank.com. Grand Savings Bank, community banking with superior service. Member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. Jay Crank with the Boys and Girls Club.
I want to take a moment to brag about the staff at Reliable Tax and Accounting. They've been handling the club's accounting, including our payroll and tax returns, for years. And they take the extra time to make sure your every question is answered. So if you, or your club, or organization, or even your business, is looking for quality financial professionals, give them a call. 918-253-2233. Reliable Tax and Accounting. Proud supporters of the Jay Bulldogs.
All right, we are at the Bulldog Arena, the J Lady Bulldogs against the Lady Bridge Runners tonight. It is halftime here, and your J Lady Bulldogs are 24, and the Lady Bridge Runners are 30. The scores here tonight so far, we got Sweeney with 2, Bailey Callahan with 3, Callie Callahan with 15, Sydney Taylor with 2, and Skylar Brantley with 2 is so far. And you can definitely see Callie Callahan has the most points going into the second half here.
Yeah, and she will keep getting them if she keeps taking it the hole.
Definitely. Every time I've seen her go the hole tonight, she gets fouled. Definitely. She's outside down there, but she is going hard. She's winning that battle down there right now. She is. She gets down there. She's not afraid. She just gets in there, and she's definitely going up with the shots, and so far, so good. I mean, she's definitely hitting what she's throwing up tonight. So the Lady Bulldogs are definitely, you know, they always give it 110%. And I mean, it's definitely a close game here with the Lady Ridge Runners. Ridge Runners have one of their big girls in foul trouble. She does have 3. They have the 2 big girls, Tanner number 45 and number 33. And I believe it's 33 that is going into the second half with 3 fouls. But if Callahan keeps going into the lane with them in the second half, I mean, I definitely think they will finish off the fouls with her, definitely. The only thing I have noticed in the first half here is the Ridge Runners are all over the back. When we put up a shot, or even on the Ridge Runner shots going in here, and the Lady Bulldogs go up to rebound, they're definitely over the back, and they're calling jump balls, so hopefully they can get that figured out going into the second half.
No, and the Lady Bulldogs have not given up, because they were down quite a bit the first quarter and have come back to make it a game, so they're still fighting.
Oh, absolutely. I think they were down by 10 at one point.
I think 12.
And come back, and they're only down by 6 going in the second half, so they just make a few adjustments, which, you know, they kind of started off a little rough and hold on to the ball. But they definitely made some adjustments. And
they're settling in, and they're figuring out what's happening.
Absolutely. So we've got about 5:20 left on the clock here at halftime before we start the second half of your J Lady Bulldogs. And again, your J Lady Bulldogs are 24, and the Lady Ridge Runners are 30. And this is Ashley Temple and Mallory Morrow with you this evening. And so we will be back for the second half here. And as always, you're listening to the J Bulldog Sports Network on sportsbeatok.com, and we definitely appreciate you listening. We'll be right back with you.
OCO, and welcome.
Did you know that for the first time in a decade, the Cherokee Nation is building homes for Cherokee families? Did you know the Cherokee Nation recently announced a $100 million health care initiative? Did you know by increasing access to education, employment, housing, and adequate health care, the Cherokee Nation is instilling hope in our citizens? Find out more today at www.cherokee.org. The Cherokee Nation, proud supporters of the J Bulldogs.
At the Bank of Grove, we're committed to serving you. When you call during business hours, an actual person will answer the phone, courteously greet you, and assist you with your request. We believe some things cannot be replaced, and personal attention to you is one of them. So if you're looking for a bank with high interest checking, no penalty CDs, and free internet and mobile banking, call the Bank of Grove, 918-787-5900. The Bank of Grove, it's about relationships.
Instead of watching that television rerun, why not load up the family and join us at Center Cinemas in Grove or Vanita for the latest Hollywood films.
Now showing at the Cinema 6 in Grove, Coco, rated PG. Justice League in digital 3D, rated PG-13.
Daddy's Home 2, rated PG-13. And Thor, rated PG-13.
Visit CenterCinemas.com for more information and today's showtimes.
Need cash? Looking for a deal? Stop by the newly remodeled L&L Pawn and Gun Shop at 2005 South Main Street in Jay. Tim and the staff will pawn cars, guns, four-wheelers, lawnmowers, and much more. L&L Pawn and Gun Shop has more than 500 firearms and accessories in stock. So if you're needing to pawn an item or looking for something to buy, stop by L&L Pawn and Gun Shop, 918-253-4000. A proud supporter of the Jay Bulldogs.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door. A door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong. A place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Club. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
Grand Savings Bank is a proud sponsor of the Jay Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs!
Grand Savings Bank offers personal loans that are structured to fit your unique needs. We have competitive rates, flexible terms, and prompt service. Stop by 1222 North Main and Jay or call one of our personal loan specialists today, 918-253-4844. Or visit us online at www.grandsavingsbank.com. Grand Savings Bank, community banking with superior service. Member FDIC.
OCO, and welcome.
Did you know that for the first time in a decade, the Cherokee Nation is building homes for Cherokee families? Did you know the Cherokee Nation recently announced a $100 million health care initiative? Did you know by increasing access to education, employment, housing, and adequate health care, the Cherokee Nation is instilling hope in our citizens? Find out more today at www.cherokee.org. The Cherokee Nation, proud supporters of the Jay Bulldogs.
The Jay Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs basketball season is underway, and the staff at Webb Insurance Agency wishes them the best of luck. Tired of your homeowner's insurance premiums continuing to increase? Visit Webb Insurance in Grove, and we'll explain how we can save you big bucks because our rates don't rise due to storm damage claims. Webb Insurance Agency, auto, home, life, and commercial. Schedule your appointment today, 918-786-8787, or visit us online at webinsuranceagency.net.
Your husband may not know anything about rocket science or going to the moon, but when it comes to a vehicle, he relies on NAPA know-how. NAPA has been providing quality auto parts and service for more than 80 years. Get in on the NAPA know-how this month by stopping by Stevens Auto Parts in Jay for all your auto needs. Make shopping easier. Reserve your items online at NAPAonline.com and swing by and pick them up. Stevens Auto Parts.
And we are getting ready to start the second half here. The score is Jay 24-3. And we got the Ridge Runners coming back down on, coming out of the locker room here, and we're getting ready to start the second half. Your Lady Bulldogs are in a huddle. And back on the court they come. We're going to start the second half with Maya Pickup, Landry Sweeney, Kelly Callahan, Bailey Callahan, and Jade Frazier. And Ridge Runners will start off the ball here. And number five's got it. Over on the left side, 24 goes up for a three. She misses. 20 rebounds it for Grove. She comes back out to the three-point line, kicks it back out to five at the top to 45 on the left side to 13. Down deep on the block to 45 and lays it up, and the bucket is good. Queenie's going to bring the ball down here for the Lady Bulldogs. She kicks on the left side to Maya Pickup. Dribbling. Looking inside, tries to give the tally, and she already moved, and Ridge Runners get the turnover there. 24 brings it in, kicks it over to 5. Looks back out to 45 on the left side to 13. She squares up, looks down low to 45. She tries to go up for a sidearm bucket and misses. And she tries to get her own rebound and kicks it out of bounds, so the Lady Bulldogs will have the ball here. Grove is pressuring here. Sweeney's looking. She's dribbling all the way over to Maya Pickup on the left side. She dribbles, picks it up. Frazier. Frazier's looking back to Pickup. Pickup for the three, and it's off the goal. And Bailey Callahan gets on.
She's going to be out of bounds on Lady Bulldogs on Bailey Callahan. And she tried to tip it out of Lady Ridgewater's hand. Lady Ridgewater in bounds, number 24, will dribble the ball on the right-hand side. And she's being guarded by Jade Frazier. Kicks it to the left-hand side through number 13. 13's going to cut back to the top of the key. She picks up her dribble back to the middle of number 5. Back to the right-hand side of 20. 20 to the corner of the right-hand side to number 24. 24 kicks it back to the top of the key to 45. Over to 13. Back to the left-hand side to the 5. 24 has the ball. The right-hand side, top, pass across the court, number 13, as she dribbles to the hole, puts it up, and it's good off the glass. So Lady Bulldogs will inbound right here. Looks like Frazier kind of rolled it into Sweeney, but then it was tipped by number 5, so the ball goes out of bounds. Frazier's going to inbound it here. She gives it to Bailey Callahan. Callahan throws it on the right side of the court, across half court to Pickup. Pickup's dribbling. She passes it over to Sweeney. Sweeney on the left side to Bailey. Bailey hands dribbling. She tries to go in and give it down to Sweeney on the block, and she's fouled.
Fouled on number 45 for the Lady Runners. That'll be her second. It'll be the team's first foul. Team foul. Looks like Maya Pickett's going to put the ball against our own bucket.
Maya's looking. She tries to inbound it to Callahan, and it's pushed out of bounds by number 24, Ridge Runner. Macy Barnes. So the Lady Bulldogs will have it underneath their goal here. Maya's looking. She gives it to Sweeney. Sweeney dribbles in, but tries to kick it back out to Pickup and throws the ball away. 6 minutes left here in the third. Jay 24, Grove 34. 24 inbounds it to 5. 5 back over to 24, dribbling up, trying to get across that court. She does. She's still dribbling. Hands it back off to 5 on the left side to 13. She's dribbling back to the top, gives it to number 24. She goes up for a shot at the... misses it. Goes back up. Ridge Runners get their own rebound and goes back up, and the bucket is good. Sweeney gives it to Pickup. Pickup back over to Sweeney. They're trying to get it across half court. Over to Frazier. She's double-teamed. Gives it back over to Sweeney. Sweeney finally gives it across to Pickup. She tries to go in for a left-handed layup, and she's fouled.
Number 45 fouled for the Lady Ridge Runners. That'll be her. That should be her third. It is. So it'll be the Lady Ridge Runners' second team foul, as it sends Maya Pickup to the line shooting two.
She's getting ready for her first shot here, and it's up. And it kind of hits around, but it goes in. So my Pickup's going to get ready for her second shot here.
45 came out of the game for Lady Ridgewater.
And the shot is up.
Goes in.
She misses. 13 for the Ridgewater. Rebounds it. Hands it off to 24. She dribbles. Hands it back off to 5 Woods. And she gets it across half court to 24. She's looking. She's guarded by Frazier. She tries to go into the bucket, kicks it out for the three-point line to 23. 23 back to 20. 20's on the right side. She's dribbling into the goal. She tries to go up for a shot, and they're going to say she's fouled. And I think that was on Pickup.
Yeah,
so that was
Maya
on Maya
Pickup.
Pickup. That'll be her second. 5:01 left in the third quarter. And 20 goes to the line for the Ridge Runners. And her first shot is up, and it's good. See Rory Greer to the line, and she's getting ready for her second shot, and it's also good. Makes Jay 25, Ridge Runner 38. Callie's got the ball, trying to get across this press. She does to Bailey Callahan. Bailey on the left side, tries to go up, then tries to kick it over to Maya, and it's a tied-up ball.
It's rebounded by number 5 for the Lady Ridgewater, but Maya Pickup got her hands in there and got the jump ball for the Lady Bulldogs. So the Lady Bulldogs will inbound it to their own bucket. Pickup the ball. Passes it in to Sweeney. Sweeney with a jump shot on the elbow. No good rebound by number 23 for the Lady Ridge Runner. She passes his number, bringing it up for the Lady Ridge Runner. She comes to the middle. She passes right by the 24. 24 heads it back to the middle and shoots a jump shot. And then they're going to call a foul on number 24, Jade Frazier. So it's going to be two shots that she was trying to...
I'm not even really sure where the foul was on that.
Not really sure. That'll be Jade Frazier.
So Mason Barnes for the Ridge Runners is going to shoot her first shot. And it's up and it's good. Makes Jade 25, Grove 39. And her second shot is up. And it's good. So Frazier's going to throw in the ball here for the Lady Bulldogs. Grove is still pressing here. Hands it to Bailey. Bailey comes out of the double team looking. Hands it on down to Pickup. And Pickup tries going in for a left-handed layup. She even hits the floor because she's shoved behind. And fouled. Check out number 13 for the Lady Ridge Runner. That'll be her third. Lady Ridge Runner's third team foul as we inbound the ball into our own bucket. Maya looks to Sweeney. Sweeney tries to go up for a bucket and misses. Ridge Runner's rebound. 24 comes all the way down. Callie's not the only one back. They're going to say she walked because she tried to pick up her dribble and pass it off. 4:19 left here in the third.
Turn over on the Lady Ridge Runners right now.
Frazier's trying to throw in the ball.
Can't get it in. It was a steal by number 23, but she dribbled it out of bounds as she was trying to get control of it.
Here goes Frazier. She's trying to inbound it again. And they're all over Callie. I mean, they need to get them off. Bailey Callahan comes down. She's double-teamed and tries to give it back to Frazier. And it's off the leg of a Ridge Runner, so the Bulldogs will have the ball again. Grove is still pressing. And they're still all over Callie. They're holding
her. There's a foul right there.
Where's the foul? Bailey loses it, trying to, because, I mean, the Ridge Runners are all over them. So we're going to try here again. Maya's throwing it in for the Lady Bulldogs. Callahan gets it, kicks it over to Bailey. She's on the left side dribbling, trying to go into the goal. Tries to kick it into Callie, and she's not there. Ridge Runners get the ball. She's on the left side dribbling, picks it up, throws it out to 13. 13 over to 5. She's dribbling. Kicks it back out on the left side to 24. She dribbles into the paint. Kicks it over on the left side to number 5. It falls up. No good. Pickup rebounds it for the Lady Bulldogs. Kicks it over to Sweeney. Sweeney's bringing it up.
Sweeney has the ball on top of the key as she's kind of waiting for everybody to set up. She passes it over to Callie Lowe. Back out to Frazier. Frazier for 3, and it's good.
That was a nice 3 by Frazier. Grove's bringing up the ball. Number 5 coming across half court. She gives it over to 23. On the right side to 13. She's looking. Gives it to the top of the key. Number 20. She goes up for the shot. Misses. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up. And the bucket's good. And she's fouled. So number 20 for the Lady Ridge Runners is going to go to the line and shoot one. The big girl, number 33, is going to come back in the game for the Lady Ridge Runners. Number 20, and the shot is up, and it's good. Makes J 28, Grove 43. And they are still trying to get it across. They do the Maya pickup over on the right side to Callahan. She goes up for a long three. It's no good. 24 goes over the back of Bailey Callahan for the rebound, but no calls made. Ridge Runner's coming down. Jay was pressing. Tries to go for a left-handed layup. She misses. 33 gets the rebound and goes back up, and it's good. Maya's got the ball. She tries dribbling, and they finally call a foul. She's fouled trying to get it across half court here. Frazier comes out of the game, and Sydney Taylor comes in. She was fouled by number 21 of
the Lady Ridge Runners, and that's our first. It'll be Lady Ridge Runners' fourth team foul. Taylor's going to throw it in for the Lady Bulldogs. She gives it off to Sweeney. Sweeney takes off dribbling, and she's at the top. Passes it over to Bailey Callahan, down to the right side, deep right to Callie. She's driving all the way into the goal. Tries to go up for a shot, and it's no good.
But the ref is saying that they tipped it. Looks like number 33 got her hand on the ball, and they tipped it out of bounds.
So Lady Bulldogs will have the ball under their own bucket.
So they're trying to get open. Still waiting on somebody to get open. They give it to Sweeney in his bucket. She kicks it out to Callahan on the top of the key. Just taken away by number 5 for Lady Ridge Runners. She's going in for a layup, and she looks to be getting fouled by, it's like, Maya Pickup. So she'll go to the line shooting.
Is that Maya in third?
I think so. It'll be Jay's fourth team foul.
Oh, they're going to call that
on Sydney Taylor.
Taylor.
It looks like to me that Maya Pickup got her.
I didn't even know Sydney was around that play there.
It'll be Sydney's second. Number 5 goes blind shooting 2.
The first shot is up. And it's no good. Mackenzie Woods to the line for the Lady Returner. And she's starting to shoot her second shot here. And the shot is up. And it's no good either. Callahan blocks out, gets the ball, kicks it over to Taylor. Taylor's looking. She's dribbling all the way down. Gets it over to Pickup, and the shot goes up, and she's fouled, but the bucket's no good, but she'll go to the line for 2.
Looks like the foul's going to be on number 21.
We've got 2:13 left in the third here. Your Lady Bulldogs 28. Ridge Runners 45.
That'll be number 21's second foul, and it'll be Ridge Runners' fifth team foul.
And the first shot is up, and it's good. Lady Bulldogs can come back from this. They can, gotta keep working. Maya's at the line, and the second shot is up, and it's good. Make sure Lady Bulldogs 30, Grove 45. I'm bringing it up the court for Grove on the right side. Picked up by Bailey Callahan. She's still dribbling, passes over to 20. 20 drives in the lane. Kicks it out to 24 for a 3, and it's good. Maya's gonna throw it in. Over to Sweeney. Sweeney's looking. Where's the foul on that? 24 comes up and steals in from Grove. She drives into the bucket, and they're gonna say Maya fouled her on that one. So she will go to the line for the Lady Ridge Runners, number 24, and she will shoot 2. And the first shot is up, and it's good. And the second shot is up, and it's good. 1:48 left in the third. Winnie's trying to bring up the ball, and I mean, they're just fouling terribly. We're not getting the call. But they finally did call a foul there on number 21 for Grove, and that'll be her third. Taylor's going to inbound the ball for the Lady Bulldogs. And here we go. It's over to Sweeney. Sweeney's got it. She's trying to come across half court here. She tries to lob it down to Maya Pickup, and it's cut off by number 24. She dribbles down, kicks it back over to 5, back to the top of 23, over to the right to 12. Gives it down low to number 33, and she goes up. Misses. Sydney Taylor comes up with the rebound. She takes off dribbling.
Actually, 23 came up with the rebound, and Sydney just took it right out of her hand.
Bailey tries to come down and shoot a 3, and she's fouled on that. So Bailey will go to the line and shoot 3. Was on number 12 of the Lady Ridge Runners. That'll be her first. So Bailey's going to come to the line, and her first shot is up, and it's an in and out. No good. 115 in the third, J 30, row 50. Bailey's getting ready for her second shot, and it's up, and it's good. And the second shot is up, and it's also good. J 32, row 50. Five coming up the court for the returners. Over to 23 on the right side. I'm sorry, on the left side is 12 down along the block to 33, and she goes up, and she is fouled on the shot, but the shot is good. So number 23 will go to the line for the returners and shoot one. That is four on Maya pickup. So 23 is getting ready for her shot, and the shot is up, and it's good. J 32, Grove 53, 102 left in the third. Grove is leading the ball game here. Taylor into Sweeney. Sweeney keeps dribbling. Cross half court, she keeps dribbling. Picks the ball up, gives it to Taylor at the three. She dribbles in for a jump shot. It's no good. Ridge Runners rebound. She kicks it down to 23.
Gonna
and they're going to say that she wobbled as she was trying to pick up her dribble there, looking for a pass. So the Lady Bulldogs will get the ball back. 46.0 coming here. Sweeney come across half court. She's dribbling. Kicks it over to Frazier on the left. Frazier dribble back to the middle, back to the left. She's at the three-point line. Picks it up. Gives it to Callahan. Callahan looking. She's dribbling. She's dribbling in the paint. Goes up for a jump shot. It's off and no good. Sweeney gets the rebound, and as she's trying to go back up for the shot, I thought she was fouled, but they're going to call a walk. The Ridge Runners have the ball back here. 24 seconds left in the third. So here comes number 5 across half court here. She's dribbling on the right side to 24. Sydney tries to steal it. Goes back to the top to 23. She's looking. Back over to 5 on the left side to 12. They're just passing it around here. 12 to 24. Down to the bottom on the block to number 12. And misses it. And that's going to be the end of the third period here. Your J Lady Bulldogs 32. And Grove Ridge Runners with the lead here of 53. So we're going to get ready for the fourth period here. And we appreciate you listening this evening. You're listening to the J Bulldogs Sports Network on sportsbok.com.
At Lawson's Funeral Home, we understand that dealing with the death of a loved one is one of the hardest things you will ever go through. Our comforting staff will honor or help transfer pre-arrangements from other funeral homes. For more information, visit LawsonsFuneralHomes.com or call 918-253-5100 in J or 918-787-2444 in Grove. Lawson's Funeral Homes and Cremation Services. Excellent service at an affordable price.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong, a place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Club. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
The J Lady Bulldogs basketball here. We got J 32, Grove 53, and Grove's going to inbound the ball here. Throw back to the top to 23. She just hands it to 24. She goes in, tries to give it down low to 33. Bailey Callahan gets the ball. She takes off dribbling all the way down the court, tries to go for a left-handed layup, and say it was tipped. So it was no good. Ridge Runners end up with the ball here.
So you Ridge Runners bringing it up to number 5. Number 5 has it on the left-hand side. She'd like for everybody to set her hand to number 20. Help the key pass back to number 5 on the left-hand side. Back to 20. The top of the key, she passes it in. Well, that's 3 seconds! There's 3 seconds, but they are not calling it, and she is camping out in the lane. They call a foul on number...
I don't think 33 ever moves out of the lane.
I think she just goes down there and just keeps waiting and waiting.
And she was down there for a long time. Looks like the Lady Bulldogs are going to call a full timeout right here.
All right, so we have 7:27 left in the fourth, J32, Grove 53. Appreciate you listening this evening. You're listening to the J Bulldog Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com. We'll be right back after the timeout.
Jesse James Tire has been your local automotive service center and tire dealer for nearly 40 years. Jesse James Tire provides that individual attention to you and your vehicle every time you need us. Visit them online at jessejamestire.com to take advantage of their online specials and coupons. Jesse James Tire, located just north of J on Highway 59, 918-253-6499. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and by appointment on Saturday.
Grand Savings Bank is a proud sponsor of the J Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs!
Grand Savings Bank offers personal loans that are structured to fit your unique needs. We have competitive rates, flexible terms, and prompt service. Stop by 1222 North Main and J or call one of our personal loan specialists today, 918-253-4844, or visit us online at www.grandsavingsbank.com. Grand Savings Bank. Community banking with superior service. Member FDIC.
Not for sure. I think it's 33 that will go back to the line and shoot two here for the Lady Ridge Runners. Yes, it is. It's number 33. She's going to shoot two. I'm sorry, one. She made the bucket underneath, so she's going to shoot one here. And it is up, and it's good. Tally inbounds it to Sweeney. Sweeney comes. She's dribbling. She gets it across half court. Still on the right-hand side. She's still dribbling. Behind her back. Still on the right side. Gives it over to Bailey Callahan for a three, and she misses. Ridge Runners rebound. She's double-teamed, but kicks it over to five. Five still dribbling, and she's trying to get it across half court. She loses the ball. Callahan picks it up, goes in for a right-handed layup, and misses. Ridge Runners rebound, and they're going to call a foul, and I think that was a jump ball, not a foul.
It'll be a 1-1 for the Lady Ridge Runners. Pull a foul on number 00, Langry Sweeney. That'll be her second. It'll be Lady Bulldogs' 18th foul. Looks like Brooklyn Lorman checked in for the Lady Bulldogs. Bailey Callahan coming out of the game. 24 line for the Lady Ridge Runners shooting a 1-1. And the shot is up. And it's good. So she's going to shoot another one here. So she's getting ready for a shot, and the shot is up, and it's also good. J32, Grove 58. Taylor tries to give it back to Callahan, and they steal it and goes up for an easy right-handed layup. Sweeney coming up here. She comes across half court. She's still dribbling on the right-handed side. Still dribbling, looking for someone open. She's at the top, kicks it over to Taylor. Taylor's looking. She gives it to the inside to Frazier. Frazier over to Larman. Larman over to Taylor. Taylor dribbles. She's going into the bucket, tries for a left-handed layup, and they are going to call her for a blocking foul on number 33. That should be her fourth. It'll be the eighth team foul for the Lady Ridge Runners. Sydney Taylor going to the line for the Lady Bulldogs. Should be shooting two. The shot's up. And it's good. It's like number 5 and number 33 coming out of the game for the Lady Ridge Runners and coming in 45 and 13. And the shot is up, and it's also good. 24 bringing it down here for the Ridge Runners. She's on the left-hand side. She's dribbling, now dribbles all the way to the right, loses control. And it's going to go out on her. She bounced it right off her knee. Yeah, and she's looking around thinking, oh, that wasn't off me, but it was. It bounced right off her knee. So the Lady Bulldogs ball here. So over to the left to Taylor. It's hit. The girl jumps up high, knocks down the pass. Over to 20. Goes up for an easy right-handed layup. Misses. The ball's still loose. Callahan comes up with it. She dribbles back down. Gives it to Taylor. Taylor gives it to Larman. over to Cali for a three, and they said it was just tip, so it's going to go out of bounds again. And the Ridge Runners will get the ball. She's giving it to 13, where Bulldogs are impressed here. She's looking. She gives it all across half court to 20, down low to 24. Just a tip pass over to 45 on the block. An easy shot there, and it's good. Jay 34, Grove 62, 531 in the fourth. Frazier down to the block, gives it down to Callie Callahan on the block for two, and it's good. Ridge Runners, Jay's in a press here. 24 on the left side for the Ridge Runners. She gives it back to the top to 13, over to 20 on the right. Down deep right. She's looking, gives it back to the top to 45, lobs it into 20 on the block, but kicks it back out to 23 for a three, and it's good. And I'm sorry, they only called it a two. She was over the line there. Queenie bringing up the ball here. Queenie over to Taylor. Taylor tries to give it in to Frazier. She gets it, passes it down to the block to Waterman. She tries to go for two, and it's blocked. Richrunner with the ball here. They keep dribbling. And all the way to the left side, 24. She takes off back dribbling towards the top. She's still dribbling all the way across the court to 23 for another three. And it's no good. Queenie rebounds. Coming across half court. Queenie at the top. She's still dribbling. Gives it over to Taylor. Taylor tries to give it to Larman. 24 steps right in the middle of the pass. Still is it. Gives it to a right-handed layup. And it's good. J 36. Grove 66. 4:09 left in the fourth. Queenie brings it across half court in. Kicks it over to Taylor. Taylor on the left side. She's looking. Bounces it into Frazier. Still gets a hand on it, and they're going to call a jump ball, but it will be the Lady Bulldogs' possession. Lady Bulldogs will inbound on the side. Looks like Taylor's going to inbound this to the Lady Bulldogs. She's looking. Passes it over to Landry, but it's tipped by 45 and taken away. She's going to go all the way to the hole for a layup, and it is good for 45 for Lady Ridge Runners. Third day, Lady Bulldogs start 6, Lady Ridge Runners 68, 3:41 to go in the fourth period. Queenie with the ball. She's dribbling on the right side. Larman sets a pick for her. She's still dribbling all the way into the paint, tries to throw a shot out, no good. Callahan with the rebound and goes back up, and she's fouled on the shot. So Callie Callahan will go to the line and shoot two. .328 left in the fourth here. J 36, Grove 68. Callie's first shot is up, and it is good. And Ridge Runners are going to get some girls off their bench and set the starters down here. Jade Frazier comes out of the game, and Skylar Brantley comes in.
Looks like Lexi Farley is checking in for the Lady Bulldogs. And Landry's
and also Kira Wiley. Callahan's second shot is up, and it's good. Lexi Farley throwing the ball in. She gets it to Callahan.
Shoot! Go shoot!
I was a little confused myself after the bucket. Ridge Runner should have thrown the ball in, but he gave it to
Lexi Farley.
Yeah, so Lexi just threw the ball in. So here come the Ridge Runners on the left side to 15 down to 32, back to 21, over on the left side to 12, back to the top to 15, 32 sets a moving screen, but they don't call it, down to 21, over back to the top to 15, a big girl of 55 in. And they give it down to the block to number 55, a big old girl, and she goes up and she is fouled, and so she's going to go to the line and shoot two here. And the foul was on Skylar Brantley. That'll be her first. And the first shot is up, and it's good. Not sure. Chance Chandler January comes in the ballgame for the Lady Bulldogs. And we're getting ready for the second shot, and it is up. And it's no good. And it's rebounded by Carol Wiley. Over to Lexi Farley. Lexi coming down. Lexi's looking. She's dribbling at the top. She's waiting for him to set up here. She's still telling him to move around. She's still dribbling out top. Still telling him to move. And she gives it over to Brantley. Brantley gives it down to January on the block. January tries to go up. It's tipped away. Returners come up with the ball. And then as the ball is loose, as returners were just trying to get the possession, they're going to say there was a foul on Skylar Brantley. And that'll be her second. That makes 10 team fouls for the Lady Bulldogs and 9 for the Ridge Runners. So she's going to shoot 2 here. Number 15 for the Lady Ridge Runners. And the shot is up. And it's the front of the rim. And it's no good. So we get ready for the second shot here. And it's up. And it's good. J38, row 70. Lexi Farley bringing the ball up here. Lexi's dribbling. She dribbles over to the right side, gives it off to Brantley. Brantley's looking, gives it off to January. January's looking. She gives it to Kara Wiley. Kara kind of loses it, kicks it back out to Harley. Harley is dribbling. She tries to go to the goal. Takes up a shot and misses. Ridge Runners rebound it, and she kind of loses control and goes out of bounds. But it was last hit off the Lady Bulldogs, so Ridge Runners will have the ball here. 2:07 left in the fourth. Ridge Runners give it down to 55 way down deep, and she just goes right in for an easy 2 there. Farley coming down. She's dribbling. Still at the top, gives it to Wiley. Wiley over to January on the left side. January looking. Gives it over to Wiley. Wiley up for a 3. It's no good. Larman tries to come up with a rebound. Loses it. Kicks it over. Ridge Runners get it. They kick off, dribbling down on the left side. And as she's trying to go and stop and pass it, she gets a travel call on her. 1:37 left in the fourth. J38, row 72. Farley coming up across half court here for the Lady Bulldogs. She's dribbling out top. She's looking. She tries to lob it over to January, and it's stolen by Packer. She goes down for a right-handed layup, and it's good. 1:13 left here in the fourth. Farley's bringing the ball up. There she comes. Over to January. January looking. Gives it up to the top of the key to Larman. Larman kicks it over to Brantley on the right side. Brantley takes off dribbling. She picks up her dribble, tries to pass it back to Larman, but gets it over to Farley. Farley tries to go in for a shot, and she lays it in for 2. 47 seconds left. Ridge Runners here. Over to Hacker on the left side. She's looking, gives the top of the key to the big girl to 55, tries to give it down low to 25. Farley recovers, gives it to January. January loses control. Ridge Runners pick it up, give it down to 25. She tries to dribble on the right side. And they're going to say there was a foul on that shot as she was going up. It looks like all balls to me on that one. She even brought the ball down. I don't know. Their 55 looks like a grown woman out there just on the second one. She's mighty big out there.
She definitely has the height that we don't.
Definitely. So 25 going to the line. She's up for a first shot, and it's no good. 25 seconds left in the fourth. J40, Grove 74. Inigail Barnes is going to come in the game for the J Lady Bulldogs. And
Lakin Kirby.
Lakin Kirby.
And number 15,
Joanna Rivera. And the second shot is up. And it's good. 25 seconds left here. Barnes throws it in here. To number 33. She's dribbling. Gives it over to Kirby. Kirby down to January. January goes up for a 3. No good. Ridge Runner with the ball.
Here they come. 11 seconds left here. 21. Over to 15. 15 over to 12. Back to 15 at the top. 25. Over down to 21. 2 seconds left here. And Grover's just going to let the time run now. So that is the end of the J Lady Bulldogs and the Lady Ridge Runners. Your J Bulldogs, J Lady Bulldogs was 40, and the Ridge Runners were 75. So we're going to get ready for the boys game here in just a few minutes. We appreciate you listening, and you're listening to the J Bulldogs Sports Network on sportsbeok.com.
Hi, everybody. J Crank with the Boys and Girls Club. I want to take a moment to brag about the staff at Reliable Tax and Accounting. They've been handling the club's accounting, including our payroll and tax returns, for years. And they take the extra time to make sure your every question is answered. So if you, or your club, or organization, or even your business, is looking for quality financial professionals, give them a call. 918-253-2233. Reliable Tax and Accounting. Proud supporters of the J Bulldogs.
OCL, and welcome.
Did you know that for the first time in a decade, the Cherokee Nation is building homes for Cherokee families? Did you know the Cherokee Nation recently announced a $100 million health care initiative? Did you know by increasing access to education, employment, housing, and adequate health care, the Cherokee Nation is instilling hope in our citizens? Find out more today at www.cherokee.org. The Cherokee Nation, proud supporters of the J Bulldogs.
At the Bank of Grove, we're committed to serving you. When you call during business hours, an actual person will answer the phone, courteously greet you, and assist you with your request. We believe some things cannot be replaced, and personal attention to you is one of them. So if you're looking for a bank with high interest checking, no penalty CDs, and free internet and mobile banking, call the Bank of Grove, 918-787-5900. The Bank of Grove. It's about relationships.
Instead of watching that television rerun, why not load up the family and join us at Center Cinemas in Grove or Vernita for the latest Hollywood films.
Now showing at the Cinema 6 in Grove, Coco, rated PG. Justice League in digital 3D, rated PG-13. Daddy's Home 2, rated PG-13. And Thor, rated PG-13.
Visit CenterCinemas.com for more information and today's showtimes.
All right, if you're just now joining us, we just finished the Lady Bulldogs game against the Lady Ridge Runners. It was J-40, Grove 75 was the final score on that. Sweeney had 2 points. Bailey Callahan had 5. Maya Pickup with 3. Hallie Callahan with 19. Frazier, 3. Sydney Taylor, 4. Skylar Brantley, 2. And Lexi Farley with 2. There was just kind of a rough game on that. You know, love our Lady Bulldogs. Just fight hard. So, I mean, they're just giving it everything they have. So, but Callie Callahan, you know, is always in there putting up the shots. And, you know, tonight she had 19 points. So, she definitely is everywhere on that court. So, but we're getting ready to start the J Bulldogs. Your J Bulldogs basketball here. It's about 12 minutes left on the clock against the Grove Ridge Runners. So we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back to you for your Bulldogs basketball. Thank you for listening to the J Bulldogs Sports Network on sportsbok.com.
Need cash? Looking for a deal? Stop by the newly remodeled L&L Pawn and Gun Shop at 2005 South Main Street in J. Tim and the staff will pawn cars, guns, four-wheelers, lawnmowers, and much more. L&L Pawn and Gun Shop has more than 500 firearms and accessories in stock. So if you're needing to pawn an item or looking for something to buy, stop by L&L Pawn and Gun Shop, 918-253-4000. A proud supporter of the J Bulldogs.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong, a place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Club. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
Rand
Savings Bank is a proud sponsor of the J Bulldog and Lady Bulldog.
Go Bulldogs!
Grand Savings Bank offers personal loans that are structured to fit your unique needs. We have competitive rates, flexible terms, and prompt service. Stop by 1222 North Main and J, or call one of our personal loan specialists today, 918-253-4844, or visit us online at www.grandsavingsbank.com. Grand Savings Bank, community banking with superior service. Member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. Jay Crank with the Boys and Girls Club. I want to take a moment to brag about the staff at Reliable Tax and Accounting. They've been handling the club's accounting, including our payroll and tax returns, for years. And they take the extra time to make sure your every question is answered. So if you, or your club, or organization, or even your business is looking for quality financial professionals, give them a call. 918-253-2233. Reliable Tax and Accounting. Proud supporters of the J Bulldogs.
OCO, and welcome.
Did you know that for the first time in a decade, the Cherokee Nation is building homes for Cherokee families? Did you know the Cherokee Nation recently announced a $100 million health care initiative? Did you know by increasing access to education, employment, housing, and adequate health care, the Cherokee Nation is instilling hope in our citizens? Find out more today at www.cherokee.org. The Cherokee Nation, proud supporters of the J Bulldogs.
The J Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs basketball season is underway, and the staff at Webb Insurance Agency wishes them the best of luck. Tired of your homeowner's insurance premiums continuing to increase? Visit Webb Insurance in Grove, and we'll explain how we can save you big bucks because our rates don't rise due to storm damage claims. Webb Insurance Agency, auto, home, life, and commercial. Schedule your appointment today, 918-786-8787, or visit us online at webinsuranceagency.net.
Your husband may not know anything about rocket science or going to the moon, but when it comes to a vehicle, he relies on NAPA know-how. NAPA has been providing quality auto parts and service for more than 80 years. Get in on the NAPA know-how this month by stopping by Stevens Auto Parts and Jay for all your auto needs. Make shopping easier. Reserve your items online at NAPAonline.com and swing by and pick them up. Stevens Auto Parts.
At Lawson's Funeral Home, we understand that dealing with the death of a loved one is one of the hardest things you will ever go through. Our comforting staff will honor or help transfer pre-arrangements from other funeral homes. For more information, visit LawsonsFuneralHomes.com or call 918-253-5100 in J or 918-787-2444 in Grove. Lawson's Funeral Homes and Cremation Services. Excellent service at an affordable price.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door. A door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong. A place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
Jesse James Tire has been your local automotive service center and tire dealer for nearly 40 years. Jesse James Tire provides that individual attention to you and your vehicle every time you need us. Visit them online at jessejamestire.com to take advantage of their online specials and coupons. Jesse James Tire, located just north of J on Highway 59, 918-253-6499. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and by appointments on Saturday.
Grand Savings Bank is a proud sponsor of the J Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs!
Grand Savings Bank offers personal loans that are structured to fit your unique needs. We have competitive rates, flexible terms, and prompt service. Stop by 1222 North Main and J, or call one of our personal loan specialists today, 918-253-4844, or visit us online at www.grandsavingsbank.com. Grand Savings Bank, community banking with superior service. Member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. Jay Crank with the Boys and Girls Club. I want to take a moment to brag about the staff at Reliable Tax and Accounting. They've been handling the club's accounting, including our payroll and tax returns, for years. And they take the extra time to make sure your every question is answered. So if you or your club or organization or even your business is looking for quality financial professionals, give them a call. 918-253-2233. Reliable Tax and Accounting, proud supporters of the J Bulldogs.
OCO, and welcome.
Did you know that for the first time in a decade, the Cherokee Nation is building homes for Cherokee families? Did you know the Cherokee Nation recently announced a $100 million health care initiative? Did you know by increasing access to education, employment, housing, and adequate health care, the Cherokee Nation is instilling hope in our citizens? Find out more today at www.cherokee.org. The Cherokee Nation, proud supporters of the J Bulldogs.
Instead of watching that television rerun, why not load up the family and join us at Center Cinemas in Grove or Vineta for the latest Hollywood films.
Now showing at the Cinema 6 in Grove, Coco, rated PG. Justice League in digital 3D, rated PG-13. Daddy's Home 2, rated PG-13. And Thor, rated PG-13.
Visit CenterCinemas.com for more information and today's showtimes.
Need cash? Looking for a deal? Stop by the newly remodeled L&L Pawn and Gun Shop at 2005 South Main Street in Jay. Tim and the staff will pawn cars, guns, four-wheelers, lawnmowers, and much more. L&L Pawn and Gun Shop has more than 500 firearms and accessories in stock. So if you're needing to pawn an item or looking for something to buy, stop by L&L Pawn and Gun Shop, 918-253-4000. A proud supporter of the J Bulldogs.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong, a place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
Grand Savings Bank is a proud sponsor of the J Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs!
Grand Savings Bank offers personal loans that are structured to fit your unique needs. We have competitive rates, flexible terms, and prompt service. Stop by 1222 North Main and Jay or call one of our personal loan specialists today, 918-253-4844, or visit us online at www.grandsavingsbank.com. Grand Savings Bank, community banking with superior service. Member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. Jay Crank with the Boys and Girls Club. I want to take a moment to brag about the staff at Reliable Tax and Accounting. They've been handling the club's accounting, including our payroll and tax returns, for years, and they take the extra time to make sure your every question is answered. So if you or your club or organization or even your business is looking for quality financial professionals, give them a call. 918-253-2233. Reliable Tax and Accounting, proud supporters of the J Bulldogs.
OCO, and welcome.
Did you know that for the first time in a decade, the Cherokee Nation is building homes for Cherokee families? Did you know the Cherokee Nation recently announced a $100 million health care initiative? Did you know by increasing access to education, employment, housing, and adequate health care, the Cherokee Nation is instilling hope in our citizens? Find out more today at www.cherokee.org. The Cherokee Nation, proud supporters of the J Bulldogs.
The J Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs basketball season is underway, and the staff at Webb Insurance Agency wishes them the best of luck. Tired of your homeowner's insurance premiums continuing to increase? Visit Webb Insurance in Grove, and we'll explain how we can save you big bucks because our rates don't rise due to storm damage claims. Webb Insurance Agency, auto, home, life, and commercial. Schedule your appointment today, 918-786-8787, or visit us online at webinsuranceagency.net. Jesse James Tire has been your local automotive service center and tire dealer for nearly 40 years. Jesse James Tire provides that individual attention to you and your vehicle every time you need us. Visit them online at jessejamestire.com to take advantage of their online specials and coupons. Jesse James Tire, located just north of Jay on Highway 59, 918-253-6499. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and by appointment on Saturday.
At 12 on the clock. Get ready for your J Bulldogs to start here. And we're going to come out with the starting lineup in just a few minutes here. you're just now joining us, the girls' game just got finished. Because that was the Lady Bulldogs 40 and Lady Roadrunners 75. We're here at the Bulldog Arena, and your J Bulldogs are getting ready to come out with the starting lineup. So we're getting ready here. Grove's going to get their starting lineup out here also.
Grand Savings Bank is a proud sponsor of the J Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs!
Grand Savings Bank offers personal loans that are structured to fit your unique needs. We have competitive rates, flexible terms, and prompt service. Stop by 1222 North Main and J or call one of our personal loan specialists today, 918-253-4844. Or visit us online at www.grandsavingsbank.com. Grand Savings Bank, community banking with superior service. Member FDIC.
We got number 13, Jeff Crawford. Number 15, Braden Pittman. And number 21, Wagner Bill. And number 23, Chad Hayes. But now for your starting lineup for your J Bulldogs. We got number 0, Garrett Sweeney. Number 2, Deke Simpson. Number 34, Kobe Butter. Number 53, Big John Culver. And number 23, Gabe Simpson. For your starting lineup for your J Bulldogs. You're just joining us. We're at the Bulldog Arena tonight against the Grove Ridge Runners. Head coach for the J Bulldogs is Terry Sweeney, and assistant is Miguel Ortiz. So we're going to get ready for tip-off here, and Gabe Simpson for your Bulldogs, and the ball is up, and Garrett Sweeney gets the tip. Sweeney with the ball, he's dribbling on the right side, picks it up, lobs it into Big John Culver. He kicks it way out to Gabe Simpson on the left side for a three. For Grove, kicks over to number 23. Down the deep right, the 21 tip by Gabe Simpson, recovered by Butter. Here comes Simpson on the left side. Then on the left side he goes in, fake, comes up with the pass, kicks over to Big John, goes up and misses. 13 rebounds up for the Ridge Runners. 23 dribbling down the court, guarded by Sweeney. He's dribbling. He's in the paint, tipped out by Butter. Sweeney recovers. He's dribbling down the court, makes a fake, goes into the paint, and lays the ball up, and the bucket is good, and he is also fouled. So the foul is on number 4, Zane Knox, for the Ridge Runners. Here in the first period, J5, Grove 0, and Sweeney's going up with the shot. Oh, and it's an in and out. Rebounded by number 5, kicks it out to number 4. Jay is pressing with a double team here, kicks it way down low to 21. He goes on the other side of the goal, tries to lay it up and misses. Sweeney with the rebound. Sweeney dribbles. He's down the court. He's on the right hand side, picks up the ball. Over to Zeke. Zeke back over to Sweeney. Over to the right side to Gabe Simpson. He's looking, puts the ball on the floor. To pass it deep down right to Zeke Simpson, and it's a bad pass and it goes out of bounds. Number 21 coming out of the game for the Ridge Runners. Number 1, a Hazen Cross will come in the game. 4 brings down the ball. Bulldogs in a press. Number 30 has the ball. Sweeney on him, he's dribbling. Back over to the right. the 13, the 4 forward dribbles back to the top, side the 30, he's looking in under the basket, gives it to number 5, goes up for a move and lays it up on the glass. The bucket is good. Culver passes it in to Sweeney. Sweeney's across half court. Sweeney's dribbling. Side to Zeke. Zeke's looking. He's dribbling. Back to the center over to Sweeney. Sweeney's looking. Back over to Zeke for a 3 on the left side. It's in and out. Rebound goes back up. It's off. 23 rebounds it for the Ridge Runners. Gives it over to 4. On down the court. He's across half court. The right side, number 13. He dribbles in the paint and tries to go up and fakes out big John Culver, and he's up in the air. Kind of takes the kid out. So that is a foul. It'll be a first on John Culver.
Looks like Colton Tanner is checking in for the Bulldogs. Looks like Zeke Simpson's coming out of the game. Three Dragons are inbounded in their own bucket. Passes it to number 23 as he throws it all the way out to probably the key to number 4. Number 4 passes to number 5. The left hand side over down to the corner to the 13. Back out to number 4.
4 looking over to number 30 on the right hand side. Back to the top to 4. Over to the left to 5. The 13 back to the top to 4. Still looking, dribbling at the top. Kicks it to 5 on the left. He goes in, kicks it back out to 4, down to 30 on the right-hand side. He gives a bounce pass down to the block. 5 comes through the paint, gives it to him, and the ball's everywhere. And they are wrestling for the ball. Tanner and number 5, Gill. And it'll be called a jump ball. And it'll be Grove's possession. So Grove's got it under their own bucket here. 13's looking, 5 comes across. He goes up with a shot, misses. Culver with the rebound, kicks it off to Gabe. Gabe gives it off to Sweeney. Sweeney coming across half court here. Sweeney dribbles. Butter pops out on the left side to Tanner. Tanner all the way down to Simpson. Back to Tanner. Tanner on the right side to Sweeney for a 3. No good. 4 rebounds for the returner. He's dribbling. Across half court here. Picked up by Butter. He's still dribbling. Up at the top, passes over to 5, 5 over to 13 on the left side. Kicks it back out to 4, 23 at the top. To 4, he dribbles to the right side, gives it off to 30. 30 back to the top to 5, 5 dribbles into the lane. Hands it off to 23 on the left side of the lane on the block. Goes up for the shot and it's good. J 5, Grove 4, 3:57 in the first. That half court. Over to Dalton on the right side. Hands it back to Sweeney in the deep right. Sweeney's looking in. He dribbles, goes into the paint, kicks it back out to Simpson at the top. Right to Tanner. Tanner on the right side. Out to Sweeney, but loses it and turnover by 13. Hands it down to 30 for an easy layup. Goes up and misses. Sweeney with the rebound, and Sweeney comes back, dribbling back down the court. He's back in on the right side. Kicks it to Tanner. Tanner back down to Sweeney on the right-hand side. Sweeney for a 3, misses. 4 rebounds it for the Ridge Runners. He takes off dribbling all down the side on the right side. All the way, kicks it on 13. Back to 23 at the top. 23 goes into the paint. A block to number 5. In and out shot. And Simpson and him are kind of fumbling after the ball, and so it was last hit on Jay. So Ridge Runners will have it under their own goal here. Like they're going to clean up some blood or something right there. Put it on the floor. Number 13 is going to take it out for the Ridge Runners under their own bucket. They throw a lob pass up the middle, and it's good as number 4 shoots it right down the middle. Quinn's going to bring up the ball to the middle. He's kind of waiting for everybody to set up. He goes to the left hand side to Butter kicks it back to Sweeney, top of the key as he drives in. He kicks it down there to Big John. Big John takes the dribble, goes up strong, and it's good. That's for 2. 23 inbounds it to 30. 23. Gives it to the center to 5 across half court. He dribbles on the right side, gives it to 30. Back out to 23. He takes off dribbling in the paint.
Tries to kick it back out. Hit by Simpson. Recovered by Butter. Sweeney. Sweeney's coming across half court here. 15 left in the first. Sweeney just standing out across half court here. Looking, dribbling. He's dribbling, waiting for the setup of the play here. He's still dribbling out front. He starts dribbling on the right side of the court, goes in big, looks down low on the block, and Butters there, goes up for the shot. His block gets his own rebound, kicks it back out to Sweeney. Sweeney goes underneath the bucket, goes for the shot, and it falls in. It's good for two. 23, gives it to 30, back over to 23. He's coming down, guarded by Tanner. Then he's double-teamed by Simpson. He's able to hand it down to 13. 23 coming down the lane. Trying to go for a shot, but kicks it back out to 4, and Garrett Sweeney just waiting on him with 2 feet set, and number 23 is called for an offensive foul there. That was a great job by Sweeney waiting on him and had his feet planted, so that will be the first on Chat Hayes for the Ridge Runner.
Looks like Stormy Taylor's going to enter the game for the Bulldogs as Butter comes out. Sweeney dribbled the ball up the right-hand side. He walks it up. 2-3 zone. Oh, he lobs it inside the big John, but both Ridge Runners hit the ball.
Wasn't a very smart decision. Culver had 3 people on him. 5 over to 30. 30's looking and drives in. He's guarded by Culver. Kicks it back out to 13 to the top. Over to 4 on the right-hand side. Back to the top to 13. Over to 5 on the left side. 20 down low. But kicks it back out to 30. All the way to 4 on the right. 4 goes all the way down. But tries to kick it back out to 5. And it's going to be backcourt. That'll be a turnover by the Ridge Runner. So Jay will have the ball here. Tanner going to throw it in for the Bulldogs. Gives it over to Sweeney. Sweeney's coming across half court here. Waiting for the play to be set up. He's looking. Gives it to Tanner. Tanner down a deep right to Simpson for 3 and misses. Stormy Taylor tips it, but Ridge Runners come down with it. Number 4 bringing it up for Grove here. Across half court. Over to the right to 30. 30 deep right to 5. 5's looking fake. Goes up. Comes down on the block. Can't do it, but 20's in the lane. Has to kick it back out to 4. Gets it back out to 5 at the top here. 19 seconds left here. On the left side to 4 for a 3. Misses. Tanner down with the rebound. 13 seconds left. Sweeney's got the ball with 10 seconds coming down here. Sweeney's looking, waiting for him to set up. 5 seconds. Sweeney with a 3. No good. Stormy Taylor comes up with the rebound and goes back out, but then it's still no good. So that'll be the end of the first half. I'm sorry, the end of the first period here. Jay, 9. Grove, 6. Your Bulldogs are leading here after the first quarter. We're going to take a short break real quick. Thank you for always listening. You're listening to the Jay Bulldog Sports Network on sportsbeatok.com.
Hi, everybody. Jay Crank with the Boys and Girls Club. I want to take a moment to brag about the staff at Reliable Tax and Accounting. They've been handling the club's accounting, including our payroll and tax returns, for years. And they take the extra time to make sure your every question is answered. So if you, or your club, or organization, or even your business, is looking for quality financial professionals, give them a call. 918-253-2233. Reliable Tax and Accounting. Proud supporters of the Jay Bulldogs.
OCO, and welcome.
Did you know that for the first time in a decade, the Cherokee Nation is building homes for Cherokee families? Did you know the Cherokee Nation recently announced a $100 million health care initiative? Did you know by increasing access to education, employment, housing, and adequate health care, the Cherokee Nation is instilling hope in our citizens? Find out more today at www.cherokee.org. The Cherokee Nation, proud supporters of the Jay Bulldogs.
All right. We're starting the second period here. You got your Jay Bulldogs leading the game here at 9. Ridge Runners, 6. Sweeney's got the ball out front. Tries to lob it down to Stormy Taylor. Hits off the backboard. It's no good. Number 5 rebounds it for the Ridge Runners. He hands it off to 4 at the top here. He's dribbling. Looking. He's still dribbling. He's guarded by Sweeney. Sweeney's out giving pressure. 4 goes in. Tries dribbling into the lane. Loses the ball. Picked up by Culver.
Looks like Sweeney got a hand on that one. Sweeney comes down, gives the container on the right side down to Stormy Taylor. He goes up, it's an in and out, it's no good. Number 23 rebounds it for Grove. Kicked it down to 21, back to the top to for 13. Deep ride to 23, goes up for the shot, and it's good. Sweeney comes down the court here. Tanner dribbles back, lobs it in to Taylor. Taylor gives it down to Culver down low. And Ridge Runners had a hand in it. They're going to say it was last hit by Culver. We're going to have Kobe Sixkiller enter the game here for the Bulldogs, and also Zeke Simpson is better. And Butter comes back in the game. 53 here. Your J Bulldogs lead it 9-8. 13-4 on the left side. Goes back to the top to 21. 21 dribble on the right side. Hands it off to 13. 13's looking. Gives it inside to 23. Dribbles in the paint. Looking. Peek to the top of the key to 5. Loses the ball. 6-2 on the floor. Gives it over to Butter. There's a good hustle play by 6-2 right there. Absolutely. Sweeney coming down the court. He's dribbling out top, gives it to the right to Zeke. Zeke hands it down low to 6-killer. 6-killer back out to Sweeney. Gabe Simpson with a 3, and it's an in and out. 6-killer with the rebound. Great walkout. The loses it, trying to give it back to Butter to get out from underneath the goal here. Ridge Runners come down with the ball, number 4 at the top. Back over to 5, down to the left side to 13. He's looking. Bounce passes back to the top to 23. 23 over to 4. 4 back over to 13 at the top on the right. The left to 21. He shoots a 3. No good. Simpson comes up with a rebound. With the rebound over to Sweeney on the right side. Sweeney takes off dribbling. Gives it back to the top to Simpson. Simpson takes off dribbling through the paint. Hands it down low to Kobe Sixkiller. Goes up and he's fouled on the shot. Kobe Sixkiller will get 2 shots at the line. Your J Bulldogs 9, Grove 8, 5:38 left in the second. Kobe's getting ready for his first shot here. And he's going up, and it's good. So, Sixkiller there. Kobe Sixkiller is a sophomore. And he's getting ready to shoot his second shot. And it's up, and it's also good. Your J Bulldogs with a lead of 11 to Grove 8. Here comes 30 for Grove. Kicks it over to 23, trying to come across half court here. They do. On the down to the right side to 21. 21 dribbles in. Met by 6-killer. Out to 13, back for a 3. And it's good. Sweeney comes across. Way down on the right side to Zeke Simpson for a 3. Misses. 21 rebounds it for the Ridge Runners. Coming across half court here. Over to 30. Met by Butter. He's looking. Passes it over to 13. 13 over to 21. 21 over to 23 on the left side for a 3. And it's good. Day 11. Grove takes the lead here. The 14. Over the Bulldogs here. Sweeney. Out front. Over to Simpson. Simpson down. To Butter on the deep right, 34, goes over to Sweeney. Sweeney back out to Gabe. Gabe over to Zeke. Across court on the right side to Sweeney. Sweeney back over to, all the way over the court to Zeke Simpson. Goes to shoot a jump shot and it's in and out. Ridge Runners with the ball, 23 coming down. Kicks it out to 13 for another 3 and it's an in and out. 30 rebounds and it kicks it over to 5 and he shoots and he misses and Gabe Simpson comes up with a rebound. Sweeney takes it out over on the left side to Simpson. Simpson tries going up. He's rejected. 13 gets the ball, goes out for a right-handed layup, loses control, and it goes out of bounds. But Gabe Simpson's going to take the ball off of the Bulldogs. This is who here at Sweeney as he lost it up the floor. He's called the play. Pass it over to Zeke Simpson on the right-hand side. That's the way for Gabe Simpson to get it on the corner. Send it to Gabe down the corner. Send it to Garrett Sweeney in the corner for 3. And it's good. Garrett Sweeney for 3. That'll tie it up. Sweeney ties up the game there. 14-14, 3:41 left in the second. 21 bringing the ball up for the Ridge Runners. Gives it over to 23 coming across half court here. Over on the left side to 30. 30's looking down to the deep left. 23 inside to 5. Kicks it back out to 30. 13 going up for a 3, and it's good. Here comes Sweeney, so Ridgerners take back the lead, 17-14. Sweeney's out front, dribbling. Pass on the right to Zeke Simpson. He's dribbling, goes into the paint, gives it to Kobe Sixkiller. Kobe's filling up, and he's fouled on the shot. And he is fouled by Ridgerner number 23, Chat Hayes, and that will be his second. Sixkiller's going to go to the line and shoot two here. Team fouls. Jay has one. Grove has four. Sixkiller's first shot is up. And it's good. Sixkiller's 3 for 3 from the line here this evening. Stormy Taylor's going to re-enter the game. The second shot is up, and it's no good. 23 rebounds it for Grove. He comes dribbling. He's across half court here. To the right to 21. Back to the top to 13, over to the left to 30. He's looking inside. Gives it to number 5, deep downside. He goes up for the shot and misses. Gabe Simpson with the rebound. Does good. Gabe kicks it out to Zeke Simpson on the right-hand side. Zeke kicks it across to Stormy Taylor. Stormy dribbles in the paint, tries going and loses control. And they're going to say it was last hit by Stormy. So Ridge Runners are going to take the ball out here. 2:37 in the second. Ridge Runners 17, Bulldogs 15. 23's got the ball on the right side, came across half court here. He's looking, picks up the dribble over to 13. 13 takes off dribbling. He's looking over to 21 at the top here. 21 dribbles on the right side. Back to the top to 30, over on the left to 5. 5 dribbles in, back to the top to 23. And they're going to say he walked as he was coming through. So that'll be a turnover on the Ridge Runners. Sweeney's coming up with the ball here. Over to Simpson. Simpson looking, gives it inside to Sixkiller. Sixkiller kicks it back out to Sweeney. Sweeney's looking, gives it back to Sixkiller at the top of the key. Back over on the left side is Sweeney. Sweeney's looking, starts dribbling in the paint, goes up for the shot off the backboard, and it's good. Sweeney will tie back up the ball game, 17-17, 1:45 in the second. 30's dribbling up, guarded by Zeke Simpson, and they're going to say it was a blocking foul. That'll be, I believe, Zeke's first. Dalton Tanner is going to come in the game for Zeke Simpson. Grove's going to take it out. 13 inbounds it to 30. 30 coming across half court here on the left side of 23. 23 looking down low to 5. Kicks it back out on the right side to 13. 13 with the 3. Sweeney comes up with the rebound. Takes off dribbling on the right-hand side. Gives it back into the inside to Stormy Taylor. It's an in and out. Sweeney gets the rebound. Kicks it back out. Back downside to Sixkiller. Misses the ball. Ridge Runners come up with it, but they're going to call it a jump ball. Actually, they got the timeout call before the jump ball. So the Ridge Runners are going to call a timeout here. And I believe that's only a 30-second timeout. We got 1:12 left here in the second period, right before halftime. And this score is 17-17. And it's a very fast-paced game. A lot of shots going up, a lot of misses, and it's back and forth and back and forth. So, Bulldogs are staying strong here. Putting up the shot, Stormy Taylor just hasn't quite found his niche to find the hole yet. Kind of been some in and outs for him so far. Gabe hasn't been putting up the threes like he did the last game yet. So
he hasn't got the ball very much, though.
He hasn't. We're here at Bulldog Rams. This is Bulldog Basketball. And here come the Ridge Runners, number 30 across half court here. Passed on the right side to 21.
21, looking, picks up his dribble, looking, tries to get it, and it's hit out, but he got it right before it went back across half court, number 23. But as he's trying to get through a double team, they're going to say he was fouled by Stormy Taylor, and that would be his first. That's only the third team foul for Jay. 52 seconds left in the second period. Here comes 30 for the Ridge Runners, coming across half court here. On the right side to 13, 13 deep right, 23, back up to 21. 21 dribbles in the paint, going up, he loses it. John Culver got a hand on it. Stormy Taylor picks it up, tries to throw it down to Golden Terror does it behind the back pass to get it back in bounds to Stormy Taylor, and then Sweeney lays it up. 28 seconds left. 23 bringing it up. Bulldogs in a press here. And Tanner got called for the foul there. So that'll be Dalton first. So Ridge Runners are going to take the ball out here. So here comes 30, guarded by Zeke. He's at the top of the key here. Still dribbling. Passes it off to 13 on the right side. Picked up by Sweeney. Over back to the top by 21. Over to 30. 30 dribbles. He's on the right side. Tries to pass it over, and he gets a carry call. So Ridge Runners are turning over the ball. 3.7 seconds left. Gabe Simpson's going to throw in the ball to Sweeney. Sweeney's got the ball back to Gabe Simpson. One, Gabe goes up for a long, and it's no good. So we got your Jay Bulldogs leading 19, Ridge Runners 17. That's the end of the first half here. Halftime here for your Jay Bulldogs. So we're going to take a short break. Thank you for always joining us. You're listening to the Jay Bulldogs Sports Network on sportsbeatok.com.
At the Bank of Grove, we're committed to serving you. When you call during business hours, an actual person will answer the phone, courteously greet you, and assist you with your request. We believe some things cannot be replaced, and personal attention to you is one of them. So if you're looking for a bank with high interest checking, no penalty CDs, and free internet and mobile banking, call the Bank of Grove, 918-787-5900. The Bank of Grove. It's about relationships.
Instead of watching that television rerun, why not load up the family and join us at Center Cinemas in Grove or Vanita for the latest Hollywood films.
Now showing at the Cinema 6 in Grove, Coco, rated PG. Justice League in digital 3D, rated PG-13. Daddy's Home 2, rated PG-13. And Thor, rated PG-13.
Visit CenterCinemas.com for more information and today's showtimes.
Need cash? Looking for a deal? Stop by the newly remodeled L&L Pawn and Gun Shop at 2005 South Main Street in Jay. Tim and the staff will pawn cars, guns, four-wheelers, lawnmowers, and much more. L&L Pawn and Gun Shop has more than 500 firearms and accessories in stock. So if you're needing to pawn an item or looking for something to buy, stop by L&L Pawn and Gun Shop, 918-253-4000. A proud supporter of the Jay Bulldogs.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door. A door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong. A place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
Grand Savings Bank is a proud sponsor of the Jay Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs!
Grand Savings Bank offers personal loans that are structured to fit your unique needs. We have competitive rates, flexible terms, and prompt service. Stop by 1222 North Main and Jay or call one of our personal loan specialists today, 918-253-4844. Or visit us online at www.grandsavingsbank.com. Grand Savings Bank, community banking with superior service. Member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. Jay Crank with the Boys and Girls Club. I want to take a moment to brag about the staff at Reliable Tax and Accounting.
They've been handling the club's accounting, including our payroll and tax returns, for years. And they take the extra time to make sure your every question is answered. So if you, or your club, or organization, or even your business, is looking for quality financial professionals, give them a call. 918-253-2233. Reliable Tax and Accounting. Proud supporters of the J Bulldogs.
OCO, and welcome.
Did you know that for the first time in a decade, the Cherokee Nation is building homes for Cherokee families? Did you know the Cherokee Nation recently announced a $100 million health care initiative? Did you know by increasing access to education, employment, housing, and adequate health care, the Cherokee Nation is instilling hope in our citizens? Find out more today at www.cherokee.org. The Cherokee Nation, proud supporters of the J Bulldogs.
The J Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs basketball season is underway, and the staff at Webb Insurance Agency wishes them the best of luck. Tired of your homeowner's insurance premiums continuing to increase? Visit Webb Insurance in Grove, and we'll explain how we can save you big bucks because our rates don't rise due to storm damage claims. Webb Insurance Agency, auto, home, life, and commercial. Schedule your appointment today, 918-786-8787, or visit us online at webinsuranceagency.net.
Your husband may not know anything about rocket science or going to the moon, but when it comes to a vehicle, he relies on NAPA know-how. NAPA has been providing quality auto parts and service for more than 80 years. Get in on the NAPA know-how this month by stopping by Stevens Auto Parts and Jay for all your auto needs. Make shopping easier. Reserve your items online at NAPAonline.com and swing by and pick them up. Stevens Auto Parts.
At Lawson's Funeral Home, we understand that dealing with the death of a loved one is one of the hardest things you will ever go through. Our comforting staff will honor or help transfer pre-arrangements from other funeral homes. For more information, visit LawsonsFuneralHomes.com or call 918-253-5100 in Jay or 918-787-2444 in Grove. Lawson's Funeral Homes and Cremation Services. Excellent service at an affordable price.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong, a place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
Jesse James Tire has been your local automotive service center and tire dealer for nearly 40 years. Jesse James Tire provides that individual attention to you and your vehicle every time you need us. Visit them online at jessejamestire.com to take advantage of their online specials and coupons. Jesse James Tire, located just north of J on Highway 59, 918-253-6499. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and by appointments on Saturday.
Grand Savings Bank is a proud sponsor of the J Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs!
Grand Savings Bank offers personal loans that are structured to fit your unique needs. We have competitive rates, flexible terms, and prompt service. Stop by 1222 North Main and J or call one of our personal loan specialists today, 918-253-4844, or visit us online at www.grandsavingsbank.com. Grand Savings Bank, community banking with superior service. Member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. Jay Crank with the Boys and Girls Club. I want to take a moment to brag about the staff at Reliable Tax and Accounting. They've been handling the club's accounting, including our payroll and tax returns, for years. And they take the extra time to make sure your every question is answered. So if you, or your club, or organization, or even your business, is looking for quality financial professionals, give them a call. 918-253-2233. Reliable Tax and Accounting. Proud supporters of the J Bulldogs.
OCO, and welcome.
Did you know that for the first time in a decade, the Cherokee Nation is building homes for Cherokee families? Did you know the Cherokee Nation recently announced a $100 million health care initiative? Did you know by increasing access to education, employment, housing, and adequate health care, the Cherokee Nation is instilling hope in our citizens? Find out more today at www.cherokee.org. The Cherokee Nation, proud supporters of the J Bulldogs.
At the Bank of Grove, we're committed to serving you. When you call during business hours, an actual person will answer the phone, courteously greet you, and assist you with your request. We believe some things cannot be replaced, and personal attention to you is one of them. So if you're looking for a bank with high interest checking, no penalty CDs, and free internet and mobile banking, call the Bank of Grove, 918-787-5900. The Bank of Grove, it's about relationships.
Instead of watching that television rerun, why not load up the family and join us at Center Cinemas in Grove or Vinita for the latest Hollywood films.
Now showing at the Cinema 6 in Grove, Coco, rated PG. Justice League in digital 3D, rated PG-13. Daddy's Home 2, rated PG-13. And Thor, rated PG-13.
Visit CenterCinemas.com for more information and today's showtimes.
Need cash? Looking for a deal? Stop by the newly remodeled L&L Pawn and Gun Shop at 2005 South Main Street in Jay. Tim and the staff will pawn cars, guns, four-wheelers, lawnmowers, and much more. L&L Pawn and Gun Shop has more than 500 firearms and accessories in stock. So if you're needing to pawn an item or looking for something to buy, stop by L&L Pawn and Gun Shop, 918-253-4000. A proud supporter of the Jay Bulldogs.
Former club members Denzel Washington and Jennifer Lopez for the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Every child follows a path in life. For many, that path will lead them to a door. A door that gives them a place to grow, to learn, to belong. A place to forge their future.
You can change a child's future. Support your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Great futures start here.
To learn how you can support your local Boys and Girls Clubs, visit greatfutures.org.
All right, if you're just now joining us, we're your Jay Bulldogs basketball here. We're starting the second half against the Grove Roadrunners. And here we go. Grove's going to start off here, number four at the top. He's dribbling, takes it up on the left side to five, down to 13, deep down on the block to 21, and he lays it in, and the bucket's good. Here comes Sweeney. Over to Zeke. Zeke dribbling. Picks it up. Back over to Sweeney. Sweeney's looking. Gives it back to Zeke. Zeke to Gabe. Gabe's in the paint trying to go for a shot. And they're going to say he's fouled on the floor. So that foul is on number five of the returner. Deal. And that'll be his first. 7:30 in the third. Inbounds it to Sweeney. Sweeney gives it back on the block to Zeke. He tries to go under the bucket. Culver rebounds and goes back up, and the bucket is good. Jay's leading 21-19. Here comes four across half court here. He's to the center, dribbling. Takes it up over to 23 at the top. 23-5 on the left, over to 13, still on the left. Deep left to 21, but he's dribbling back to the top here. He dribbles, picks it up, hands it to 23, over to 13 on the left. Down to the deep left to 4, tries to give it down on the block to 5. And it's tipped by Culver, picked up by Gabe Simpson. Zeke driving in the bucket, hands it down low to Butter, and Butter, the bucket is good for 2. Your Jay Bulldogs are leading, 23-19, 6:39. 4 dribbling at the top for the Ridge Runner. Over to 13, picks it up, looking. Over to 23 at the top, guarded by Gabe Simpson. 23 takes off dribbling on the left side, 13. Deep left to 21, dribbles in, gives it to 5 down low. They're going to say he was fouled on the floor by Garrett Sweeney. And that'll be Sweeney first. Grove's going to inbound it under their bucket here. Gives it to 23 on the right side. Over to 4. 4's bringing it back to the top to 21. 21 on the left side to 13. 13 back to the top to 21. 21 to 4. 4 dribbles in. Kicks it back out to 21 on the right side. Tries dribbling in. Throws it up. No good. Zeke with the rebound. Here he comes dribbling down the court. Down the center. He's dribbling. Going all the way to the bucket. Throws it up. No good. And there's going to be a jump ball. Ridge Runner had it. They turned around right into John Culver and got a hand on it.
and Jay will get the possession. So Jay will have it under their own goal here. Zeke's going to throw it in here. Zeke right underneath the goal to John Culver goes up, and he fouled. So Big John Culver's going to go to the line for two. Your Jay Bulldogs are leading 23-19, 5:53 in the third. Number 23 fouled for the Ridge Runners, and that was his third. And the first shot is up, and it was good. Culver's getting ready for a second shot here. And the ball is up, and it's good. Bulldogs 25, Grove 19. Ford's bringing it up the court on the left side, dribbles in. Way down deep on the left to 13, back up to 23, back down deep to 4. Still on the left side, tries to give it in down low. Simpson picks it up. Simpson comes down dribbling down the court. She goes up for a 3, and it's no good. Hits off the back. Picked up by number 5 of Richard, goes all the way down the court. Tries to go in, and Gabe Simpson's just sitting there waiting on him with his feet planted, and that's going to be an offensive foul. Great job there by Gabe. So that'll be a foul on number 5. And that is Dills again for Grove. Sweeney gives it over to Zeke on the right side. Zeke gives it right back to Sweeney, and he's kind of tripped up, but it says it was last hit by Grove, so Bulldogs will have it underneath their own goal there. Simpson, Zeke throwing it in. Out to Butter. Butter to Sweeney. Sweeney's at the top here. Up to the Butter. Butter over to Zeke on the left side. Zeke looking, dribbles back to the center. Goes in the lane, looks down low to Culver, and it's an in and out. 30 rebounds it for returners, and dribbling on the left side coming up. Down over on the left to 13. Guarded by Zeke, and I thought he just had a hand on the ball, but they're going to call a foul on that. So Zeke Simpson, a foul on that. And that's just going to be his second. 30 bringing it up the court here. Dribbling over to 23 on the right side, guarded by Gabe. Dribbles in, down the deep right to 21 for a 3, and it's an air ball. Picked up by Culver. Culver over to Gabe. Gabe brings it up on the left side of the court. Gives it over to Sweeney, back over to the right. Sweeney dribbling in. Dribbles it back out. He's still dribbling. Goes in, turns around, kicks it out to Zeke on the left side. It's tipped by the Ridge Runner. Simpson grabs it back. Gives it back to Zeke. Zeke dribbling in the paint, going up for the ball, or the shot. Goes up, misses. Gets his own rebound, kicks it back out to Culver. And they're going to call an offensive foul on John Culver. Said he took his arm and just kind of pushed off there. So that'll be Culver's second, third team foul. The Jay Bulldogs are leading 25-19. Grove's going to inbound it to 30 here, coming up the court. 30's bringing it up here, dribbles on the right side to 4, guarded by Gabe. Back to the top to 32, over to 30 on the left side. He's looking, guarded by Taylor. Picks it up, throws it still on the left side to 13, down on the block to 5. Guarded by 6 Killer, kicks it back out to 4 on the offside, up for a 3. And the bucket is good for a 3. Your Jay Bulldogs are still leading 25-22. 3:45 left on the clock in the third period here. Tanner comes in the ball game. He's looking on the right side, dribbles all the way to the goal. It's rejected by number 5. Number 4 actually goes and gets the ball for the Ridge Runners, coming down the court, dribbling. Over to 30. 30 on the right side is 32. He's looking. Look out. He's double-teamed, looking. Tries to get it out, and they're going to say there was a time out by Grove. So they're going to take, I think, just a 30-second timeout here. They actually never showed what they were going to take here. We got 3:23 left in the third period here. Your Jay Bulldogs are up 25-22. And it was just a 30-second here because they're going to come back on the court. There's a 32nd because they got trapped over there and couldn't get out. They took a timeout instead. So, Rose gonna have it under their own goal here. Kicks it back into four. Four comes in, kicks it way out to 13, back at the top, up to the top to 30. On the left side to 32, he's looking. Gives it into the high thing on number five. Kicks it back out to 32 for a three. It's off. And Taylor comes up with the rebound, goes all the way down the court dribbling. And I'm gonna say he was fouled before he goes up for the shot. And he was fouled by number 30, Colin Roughton. I'm sorry, that's Roughton. And that'll be his first. Lobs it in. Gabe tries to tip it in. Six killer comes over the rebound and is able to lay it back up for two. Stable Dogs 27, Grove 22. 30 coming down the court here. He's dribbling out front, met by Stormy Taylor. He's still dribbling. Looking up at the top here, waiting for him. Kicks over to the right to 13. He dribbles in, kicks it back to the top to 30. Over to the left to 4. He dribbles all the way into the bucket, throws it up. No good. Rebounded by Taylor. Kicks over to Sweeney. Sweeney comes down the court. He's actually hit from the back and loses control, but no call there. 30 gets it. Drove's got a 4 over to 13. 13's gone up for a 3, and it's good. So here comes Sweeney. Sweeney over to Tanner on the right side. Down low. Kicks it down to 6 killer on the block. Kicks it in the paint to Stormy Taylor. Lays it up. No good. Bridge runner comes up with the ball here. Stormy cannot seem to find anything to fall for him tonight. 4 over to 13. 13 for a long 3. And it's no good. 4 goes up in the air to rebound it. And he's pushed while he's in the air by Stormy Taylor. So he's going to go to the line for 2. That'll be the second on Stormy Taylor. I'm sorry, it's going to be an inbound under the goal here. He was not shooting. He's trying to throw it in. It's tipped. Gabe didn't see the ball. 30 recovers it. 30 over to 32 on the left side. He gives it down on the block to number 5. It's tipped by Sweeney. Stolen by Sweeney. Sweeney goes all the way down for a right-handed layup and lays it up. And it's no good, but he's fouled on the shot. Kind of kicked around after that shot. So Sweeney's going to go to the line. He was fouled by number 5, Dills, and that is his 3rd. Your J Bulldogs 27, Grove 25. And the shot is up, and it's good. 1:41 left here in the 3rd. And Ridge Runners are making a substitution here. Number 20 came in the game. Dalton Cash. Sweeney's getting ready for his 2nd shot. And it's up. And it's an in and out. 32 rebounds it for the Ridge Runners. Here comes 30. Gives it over on the right side to 4. 4 is dribbling. Guarded by Gabe Simpson. All the way across the court to 32. Down on the block to 20. Kicks it back on the right to 4. 4 tries to go for a shot, and they're going to say another offensive foul. Sweeney had his feet planted. That was a great job. The Bulldogs have done a great job of that tonight. So the foul will actually be on number 4, Zane Knox, and that will be his 3rd for the Ridge Runners. So, your J Bulldogs 28, Ridge Runners 25. John Culver comes in the game for 6 killer. Sweeney kicks off to Tanner on the right side. Tanner's looking, dribbles it, gives it down low to John Culver. An easy bucket for 2. J Bulldogs are leading 30-25. 1:04 in the 3rd. 30's bringing it up. Jay's pressing here. Simpson gonna be double team. Number 30 double team straight up, gives it out. And they're gonna call Dalton on a reach-in foul after they had kicked it off to number 13. So Dalton Tanner, that'll be his 2nd. That'll be the 15th foul for the Bulldogs. 13's gonna inbound it underneath the goal for the Ridge Runner. kicked it out to 4. He's bringing it back to the top. Looks on the left side to 30. 30's looking in. Gives it back to the top to 4. 4 is looking over on the right. And it's deflected by Tanner. Tanner steals it. Goes up for a layup. And it's no good. Rebounded by 13. Bridge runners, here they come. It's back to the top. Number 4 has got it. Guarded by Simpson. Gabe's looking. He's still just dribbling out front here. 23 seconds left on the clock. Kicked over on the right side to 32. Sweeney's on him, looking, picks it back up, hands it back to 4. 4 is looking. 16, they're spreading the court here, looking for the last shot of the quarter, but it's stolen, but picked back up by the Ridge Runners. Sweeney had a hand on it. 4 is looking. 6 seconds left on the clock. 32 looking down low, deep to 13 for a 3, and it's no good. Gabe Simpson for a long shot after the rebound, then it goes past the goal. So that's the end of the third quarter here for your Jay Bulldogs. They're leading 30-25. We'll be right back with the fourth quarter for your Jay Bulldogs. As always, thank you for listening to the Jay Bulldogs Sports Network on sportsbeatok.com.
Grand Savings Bank is a proud sponsor of the Jay Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs!
Grand Savings Bank offers personal loans that are structured to fit your unique needs. We have competitive rates, flexible terms, and prompt service. Stop by 1222 North Main and Jay or call one of our personal loan specialists today, 918-253-4844. Or visit us online at www.grandsavingsbank.com. Grand Savings Bank, community banking with superior service. Member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. Jay Crank with the Boys and Girls Club. I want to take a moment to brag about the staff at Reliable Tax and Accounting. They've been handling the club's accounting, including our payroll and tax returns, for years. And they take the extra time to make sure your every question is answered. So if you or your club or organization or even your business is looking for quality financial professionals, give them a call. 918-253-2233. Reliable Tax and Accounting, proud supporters of the Jay Bulldogs.
All right. Your Jay Bulldogs are 30-25 to the Grove Ridge Runners starting the fourth quarter here. Ridge Runners got the ball on the right side. He's going to 23, back to the top to 13, on the left to 21, looking back to the top to 23, guarded by Taylor. He's looking, gets it back off to 13. He's looking, still waiting, deep right to 21. He dribbles, picks it back up, gives it to 23, back to the top to 21. He's dribbling back to the left side, kicks it back to the right. 23 over to 4, 4 dribbles into the paint, gives it to 5 at the top of the key. Kicks it back out to 13, over to 23. 23 gives it to 4, and he drives into the bucket and down to the paint. And he goes up for the shot, and he is fouled. And he's going to be fouled by number 22, Tory Taylor. That'll be 3 on him. And the first shot is up, and it's no good. 7:21 here in the fourth. Jay Bulldogs are leading 30-25. Number 4, Knox, is getting ready for his second shot here, and the shot is up, and it's no good. And it was kind of tipped and was kind of fighting over it in a loose ball. It was last tip by the Ridge Runner, so the Bulldogs will get the ball here. Gabe throws it in to Sweeney. Garrett bringing the ball up here. Sweeney got her cross half court. On the right side to Zeke. Up back up to the top to Taylor. Taylor on the left side to Gabe Simpson. He dribbles all the way in the paint. Gives it over to John Culver. He tries to go up. And they're going to say it was a jump ball on the shot. So it's Jay's ball underneath the basket on the possession. So Zeke's going to take the ball out underneath the goal here. He's looking. Gives it out to Sweeney at the top. Over to the right to Simpson. Shots up. No good. Rebounded by 21, Ridge Runner. He's dribbling down the court. Just kind of circling around. Gives it off to 23 at the top here. Gabe's on and kicks it over to 4. On the left side down to 21. At the top of the key to 23 for a shot. And it's good.
Here's Sweeney dribbling a little ball down the floor on the right hand side. Waiting while they set up an offense. Dribbles to the left side. Over to Zeke Simpson. Zeke dribbles it down the middle.
keeps it out to the 20. You know, right hand side with 30. No good. Rebounded John Culver, but he is fouled on the rebound. Looks like he's fouled by number 4 for the Ridge Runners. It's his 4th. It's the Ridge Runners' 7th foul, so the Bulldogs will go to the line shooting a 1-1.
That's not for the Ridge Runners. That had the foul there. And he's going to take a seat of his 4th foul. We got 6:17 left in the 4th. Your J Bulldogs 30. Grove 27. Big John Culver at the line, and the first shot was up, and it's good. And the second shot is also up, and it is good. Bulldogs 32, Grove 27. 30 bringing the ball up the court here. Met by Stormy Taylor. He's trying to get it across half court. He does the 21 on the right side. Back to the top to 23. He's looking, dribbles in the paint, kicks it back out to 21 on the right side. He dribbles in. It's deflected by Gabe. Gabe comes up with it, kicks it out to Culver, back over to Sweeney. Sweeney's bringing it across half court. Way down deep on the right to Zeke. The shot is up, and it's no good. Simpson with the rebound and puts it back for 2. Five, 41 in the 4th. And the Bulldogs are in a press here. And it's stolen by Zeke because they try to throw it all the way down the court. He picks it up, does a spin move, but they're going to say he walked. There's too many steps there on the shot. So that'll be a turnover there on the Bulldogs. Their J Bulldogs are leading 34-27. And Jay is still in the press here. Ridge Runners give it over to number 4. Simpson's out front there. Then met with Zeke. 23 long down to 32 on the right side. They get down, give it in the middle to 5. And then Zeke kind of bumping as he's kind of turning around to find somebody to kick it back out to. And he took an extra step, so they're going to say he walked. So a turnover on the Ridge Runners. Sweeney's coming back down, coming across the half court. 5:15 left in the 4th. Oh, it is Zeke on the right side. Zeke looking. He's dribbling back to the center, gives it off to Gabe on the right. Gabe for a long 3, it's no good. But as 5 was trying to rebound it, it kind of kicks off his knee and goes out of bounds. So the Bulldogs will have it underneath their own goals there. Bulldogs 34 leading. Grove 27, 5:04 in the 4th. Culver's going to take it out, hands it over to Zeke. Zeke for a 3, and it's good. Zeke was wide open on that shot. That was a pretty shot there. And Jay is still in a press here. Grove trying to get it across half court. They do on the right side to 32. Met by Culver. Tries to kick it back out to 23. Still on the right. Deep right to 32. Kicks it back out to the top to 4. 4 all the way on the left to 13. 13 to the top to 23. 23 over to 32. Deep right to 4. Back to the top to 32. Looking. Gets it back on the right side to 4. He dribbles in underneath the goal. Hands it off on the block to number 5. And as he's gone up for the shot. And Culver fouls him. Oh, they called that on Garrett Sweeney. That'll be Garrett's 2nd foul. It'll be Bulldog's 7th foul. I thought John said there it was on him, but they did. Number 5 will go line shooting 2. As there's a shooting foul. He misses the first. They actually called that on Sweeney. So the 2nd shot is up, and it's no good. Taylor rebounds it. Sweeney's got it on the right side. And way across the floor, trying to give it to Zeke Simpson, and it goes out of bounds. So the Ridge Runners all have the ball here. Number 4 trying to bring it up. Jay's still in the press here. Looking. Easy coming across. They went back to man. Up to the top to 13. 13 looking. 4 minutes left here in the 4th. Over to 23. Back to the top. On the right side to 3. 13 for a long 3. And it's good. So your Jay Bulldogs are still leading 37-30. 3:47 left in the 4th. Grove pressing. Jay gets it across over to Simpson. Simpson to the top of the key. The Culver down low to Kobe Butter on the blocks and goes up for the shot, and he's fouled. And he is fouled by number 5, Deals. And that'll be his fourth also for the night. 18 fouls for the Ridge Runners. The first shot is up, and it's no good. Here goes the second shot, and it is good for Kobe Butter. Your Bulldogs are leading 38-30. Grove trying to get it across the passport here. And they lose it. Gabe goes there. Actually, it was tipped by Sweeney. Gabe picks it up, gives it to Sweeney, and Sweeney does it under the goal. Shot, and it's good for 2. Jay is still pressing here. We're going to try to get it across over to 23. He's looking, picks the ball up, covered by Simpson. A long pass deep to 4 for an easy shot, and it's good for 2. Bulldogs 40, Grove 32. Sweeney going all the way into the goal. Laying it up for Gabe Simpson. Misses, but got his own rebound and goes back up for 2. Bulldogs still pressing. Covered, double team, 30. Back out to 23. Still trying to get it across half court here. 23 kicks it off to 30. Easy. Goes up for a right-handed layup, but he actually walked before that. The basket was good, but they're saying it was actually fouled. But I definitely think there was a walk before the foul there. The foul was on John Culver. That will be his 3rd. Kobe Butter's going to come out of the game. Dorian Taylor's going to enter for the Bulldogs. 2:47 left in the 4th. Your Jay Bulldogs 42, Grove 34. 30 up for the line in the first shot. No good. That was a 1-1. Jay's coming up. Back to Taylor. Back to the center to Sweeney. Sweeney on the deep right to Zeke. Zeke looking, gives it to 20, or Taylor in the lane, goes up for the shot, and he misses. And on the rebound of that shot, I think they called John Culver on another foul there. So that was on John Culver, so that's going to be 4 on him. 2:32 left in the 4th. So 20 is going to go to the line, and that's Dalton Cash for the Ridge Runner. And he will shoot a 1-on-1 here. And the shot is up, and it's no good. It's rebounded by Grove, though, by number 13, and he keeps it back out. And Ridge Runners are going to call a timeout here. And they're going to do a full timeout. So we are going to take a short break. Thank you for listening to the Jay Bulldog Sports Network on sportsbeatok.com.
OCO, and welcome.
Did you know that for the first time in a decade, the Cherokee Nation is building homes for Cherokee families? Did you know the Cherokee Nation recently announced a $100 million health care initiative? Did you know by increasing access to education, employment, housing, and adequate health care, the Cherokee Nation is instilling hope in our citizens? Find out more today at www.cherokee.org. The Cherokee Nation, proud supporters of the Jay Bulldogs.
The Jay Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs basketball season is underway, and the staff at Webb Insurance Agency wishes them the best of luck. Tired of your homeowner's insurance premiums continuing to increase? Visit Webb Insurance in Grove, and we'll explain how we can save you big bucks because our rates don't rise due to storm damage claims. Webb Insurance Agency, auto, home, life, and commercial. Schedule your appointment today, 918-786-8787, or visit us online at webinsuranceagency.net.
All right, we're 2:22 left in the 4th here. Ridge Runners inbounded, number 4, up to the top to 23 on the left side to 30. 30's looking, gives it down to the block to number 23. He's looking, he's double-teamed though. Simpson gets a hand on it, Sweeney grabs it. Sweeney takes off down, drops it off on the block to Zeke Simpson for 2. Bulldogs are going to go back into a press here. The double-team, they did get it across to 23.
over on the left side of 13 for a long three. It's no good. Five tries to rebound it out, and it went out of bounds. The J Bulldogs are leading 44-34. Bridge Runners makes a substitution here. Zeke throws it into Gabe. Gabe comes back with it. Gabe coming across, gives it to Sweeney. Sweeney's looking. Sweeney's on the left side, dribbles into the paint, kicks it on the right side to Taylor. Taylor back out to Zeke. Zeke's looking, dribbling at the top of the key here. He's back to the right, still dribbling. Started by number 30, still dribbling. Gives it over to Gabe. A minute 30 left here. Gabe looking. Gives it all the way down on the right to Zeke again. Zeke over back to the top to Sweeney. They're kind of just playing keep away here. And so 30's going to come up and foul for the Ridge Runners. And he fouled Sweeney. So Sweeney's going to go to the line. The foul was on number... number 30. I had 33 up there, and I'm like, there's no 33 on the court. So that'll be his second. Sweeney's at the line, and the first shot is up, and it's good. It's 10 team fouls for the Ridge Runners, so Sweeney's going to shoot a second one here, and it's up, and it's also good. Your Bulldogs are leading 46-34, a minute 19 left here in the game. Bulldogs are still pressing. 30 over to 23. 23 brings it down. Kicks on the right side to 13. 13 kicks it down low on the right side to 23. All the way across the court to 30. Deep left to 4 for a 3. And it's no good. And Simpson comes up rebounding. And they're going to call an over-the-back foul on the Ridge Runners. And that'll be 5. On number 5 for the Ridge Runners, Dills. So Gabe Simpson's going to come to the line here and shoot 2. And the first shot is up, but then it's good. Make sure Bulldogs 47, Grove 34. 101 left on the clock here in the fourth. Gabe's up with a second shot. And it's an in and out. Culver comes up with the rebound. Kicks it out to Sweeney. Sweeney's looking. And he's foul number 30. Is going to foul him there with 56 seconds left. So he's going to shoot 2. That's 3 for number 30. And Sweeney's going to go to the line, and he's getting ready for his first shot here. And the shot is up, and it's good. Fifty-six seconds left here. Sweeney's getting ready for his second shot, and the shot is up, and it's in and out. 23 rebounds it for Grove, and he's going down on the left side, and it's hit out by Zeke. But one calls just an out of bounds, and another one's going to call a foul. So they called a foul on Zeke, and that's his third. So that's 10 team fouls for the Bulldogs. So number 23, Chad Hayes, is going to shoot 2 for the Ridge Runners. And the first shot is up, and it bounces on the back of the rim, and it's no good. Second shot is up, and it's no good. Culver with the rebound. Hands it off to Gabe. Gabe's coming down. Gabe's looking, gives it way over to Zeke on the right side. Back to Sweeney. Sweeney over to Gabe. Gabe over to Culver. 40 seconds left, and Culver is fouled with 39 seconds left. So Culver's going to go to the line. And the foul was on number 21, Wrangler Bill. The The first shot is up, and it's an in and out. No good. So the second shot is up, and it rolls in. It's good for Dong over there. J, 49, Grove, 34, 34 seconds left. 30 on the right side. He's looking. He dribbles into the paint. It's rejected by Simpson, by Gabe. Zeke comes up with it. Keeps it way down to Gabe Simpson. He looks over, gives it to Big John. Back out to Sweeney. Gonna play some keep away here again. 16 seconds left. Over to Zeke. Zeke's looking. He's double teamed. He kicks it out to Taylor. Taylor gets a hand on it, but pushes it out of bounds with 9.2 seconds left. With your J Bulldogs leading 49-34. The inbound to number four over to a deep right to 23 for a three, and it's good. And Gabe's just going to stand with it out of bounds. Your J Bulldogs beat the Grove Ridge Runners 49-37. Of course, you know, now that makes your J Bulldogs 4-0 for the season. So, as always, Grove is always a big game, and they came out here on top. I've got the final scores here. Sweeney had 15 points. Zeke Simpson was 5. Gabe Simpson was 8. Kobe Butter was 3. Big John Culver, 11 points. Toby Sixkiller, 5. Stormy Taylor, 2. And that's it for your J Bulldogs. Again, the J Bulldogs get a victory here, 49-37 over the Grove Ridge Runners. We always appreciate you listening and joining in with us tonight. This is Ashley Temple along with Mallory Morrow. And again, thank you for listening to the J Bulldog Sports Network on sportsbeatok.com.
You're listening to the J America Radio Network. Your favorite hits from the 70s and 80s.